You're cruising with Cruising WGCN.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shuckers season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
Reset at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
Well, for three straight days, the Biloxi Shuckers have seen a familiar scenario unfold. An unearned run, a ninth inning deficit, the tying run in scoring position. And unfortunately, they have fallen in each of the first three games. But tonight, the weekend kicks off, and with it, an opportunity to set off for a series split. It's game number four in a six-game series against the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. Well, welcome into the pregame show, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. And Thomas kind of touched on really everything you need to know about this series early on. The Shuckers have made some costly errors. They've had some chances late, but three straight games against Birmingham, three consecutive one-run losses.
Yeah, it's really a tough pill to swallow, and you summed it up perfectly. It seems like we're watching the same movie night in and night out the last three nights, where they've had the opportunities to hold and seize that lead. Just a few costly defensive errors. And when you look at it as well, they've had three unearned runs come in to score, one in each of the first three games. And they've grand total of how much they've lost by is three runs. So that just shows you they're in the games. Easily one miscue goes away, they have a chance to win all three of those games, and at least two of them. So we'll see tonight if it's going to be the same theme again, or if the Shuckers can try to right the ship and work on the defensive miscues that they have. Granted, they have gone better from those first three games, though. So.
Yeah, Shuckers are hoping to maybe be out in front for a little bit more of tonight and not work on the comeback trail. One thing that's been very solid for Biloxi this entire season, though, has been the bullpen. Coming up on the other side, we had a chance to catch up with Zach Venero. We've got him along with lineups and first pitch. All of that as we continue to count you down to the start of tonight's game between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Another member of the bullpen, Zach Venero, is here. Zach, how's it going on a Friday for you?
It's going really well. I appreciate you having me on here.
Of course. Well, so you came in last night, threw a couple of innings. You came in with the bases empty, so you were just throwing two innings of relief last night. But you've been thrown into some tough situations early on in the season, and you've handled them really well. What has helped you be so successful early on in the season?
Yeah, I mean, I just try to, take every game as kind of like that same type situation, whether it's coming in with two guys on or coming in with a clean inning. O'Neill in the bullpen helps us kind of really lock in for whatever the situation is. He runs a really tight ship out there. We'll go through kind of the scouting report on who's coming up next or who's up, specifically in that inning, and it's kind of really stay focused for each and every day.
Now, this is your second year back here with the Shuckers. What was the biggest learning experience for you last season that's helped you? That you feel is going to help you throughout the course of this season?
Yeah. Well, kind of last year was like just, I'm kind of half and half with the season with like a, kind of like a different arsenal. Like last year I was kind of more, early on at least, was more four-seam slider. And then second half of the season I was learning in a two-seam to piggyback off that with the slider. So last year to me just felt more like, I don't want to say like annoying or stressful or anything, but it's kind of like in the middle of the season trying to learn something new. And now this year we're just kind of in here and, I got what I got, and it was really letting it able to just play.
And I mean, that. Look, I think that a lot of people saw in 2021 after the layoff year. I know I talked to Robbie the other day, and he mentioned that, you know, his arm slot was up a little bit higher. And it's an adjustment, you know, being in a new-ish organization for you. But I'm sure that it's nice to have had the continuity for the off season and have a regular spring training for you guys as well.
Yeah, no doubt. It's nice to have a normal lengthened off season. Get the work I need to get, whatever it is I need to get in. Then you go to spring training for that, I think about a month, I think it is, and just then fall right into the season. Definitely better than last year, where it just felt like a super. So where I was in Arizona for like 2.5 months, I think, for a spring training. So this year is definitely all in all much better.
Now, you're a guy who is a prototypical, like, you have added velocity on from when you came out of college. For folks who might not know, what was that process like for you, and what steps did you take in order to increase your velocity when you were training to get ready?
Yeah, so when I graduated college and didn't get the pro ball opportunity that I was looking for, so I ended up finding this training facility in Raleigh, North Carolina called K-Zone Academy, and the owner's name is Dan Kapitsky. He kind of dissected me from the moment I got there with, you know, kind of the way I moved down the mound and moved in general. Found out I was quite a terrible mover. And we spent 9 whole months really hammering down, like, those basic movement profiles, both, like, for, like, everyday life and on the mound. And then after those 9 months, went to go play some indie ball and saw a pretty good velo jump right there. And then, you know, then the next year came and another offseason with him, and you saw an even bigger velo jump, and now I'm just kind of right in that realm now.
And last thing for you, obviously being a piece of this bullpen, which so far you guys have quite a bit of velocity, but you also have a bunch of different movement profiles and pitches and things like that. What's the environment like out there besides O'Neill's tight ship for you guys? What's it like out in the bullpen right now, where really everybody is clicking on all cylinders?
Yeah, I mean, we have a great group of guys out there, honestly. A bunch of different guys, you know, that all pitch a different way. But, like, we're all there helping each other and learning off each other, you know. If someone's working on something new, we're all kind of, like, going in and helping them. So, like, oh, like, I do this, or, like, this works for me, or, like, this works for him. We just kind of, like, try to help each other out and figure out which works best for each person.
Well, it has worked great to a great bullpen ERA so far, and hopefully more of the same in the future. Zach, I'm sure we'll talk more down the line this season, but thanks so much for a few minutes of your time.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate you.
All right, there he is, Zach Venero, one of the relievers for the Shuckers, with us on the pregame. When we come back, lineups and first pitch when Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, and in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Welcome back to Regions Field. Just a few minutes away from first pitch on a Friday night here. Shuckers and Barons, game number 4 in a 6-game series. Let's go ahead and get you the starting lineups for tonight. And for the home team Barons, let's turn you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Yeah, the Barons 5-7 on the season, managed by Justin Jersley. And their lineup goes as follows. Settings off, followed by Lenin Sosa, the shortstop. Right fielder Tyler Desloney batting third. Joel Cespedes, the center fielder, batting cleanup. Jose Rodriguez gets the designated hitter spot position tonight. He's batting fifth. Rowdy Reed, the catcher, had the night off last night. He's back in the lineup batting sixth. J.J. Muno, lefty hitting third baseman, making his first start and appearance of this series. Luis Curbelo playing first base, batting eighth. And Cornelius Randolph, the left fielder, is back in the lineup yesterday. He batted eighth yesterday, playing center field. Tonight, he is playing left field. And they will send to the mound Caleb Roper, 0-1, the 5.87 ERA for the right-hander.
All right, as for the Shuckers, this is how their lineup stacks up tonight. Leading off is the left fielder Noah Campbell. Garrett Mitchell follows him in center, and Joey Weimer out in right hits third. The cleanup man is the designated hitter Thomas Dillard. Felix Valerio is at third tonight. First time that we have seen Valerio at the hot corner. He's batting fifth, and Brent Diaz does the catching. He will hit sixth. In the seventh spot is the first baseman Ashton McGee. Freddy Zamora at shortstop hitting eighth, and Gabe Holt, the second baseman, rounds it all out for the Shuckers. So again, for Biloxi, Campbell, Mitchell, Weimer, Dillard, Valerio, Diaz, McGee, Zamora, Holt. On the mound tonight for the Shuckers, they'll send the right hitter Victor Castaneda, 0-1 with a 2.7 earned run average. Before we progress along any further, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. All across the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Well, the Shuckers have not lost a series yet this season. They started with a 3-game sweep of the Wahoos and then took 5 out of 6 against the Mississippi Braves at home. They are going to have to win tonight to avoid losing this series. All comes your way on the other side when Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on April 16th as the first 1,000 fans will receive a beach tote bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit BaseballHall.org today.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on April 29th for Fireworks Friday as the Shuckers take on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Let's go! Batter up the ball!
It It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Regions Field in Birmingham, Alabama, it is game number 4 in a 6-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. A very pleasant good evening, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight 8-4 on the season. As for the Birmingham Barons, they are 5-7 in the early goings in the Southern League. One more time, here is the starting lineup for the Shuckers tonight. Leading off the left fielder, Noah Campbell. Garrett Mitchell follows him in center. And hitting third is the right fielder, Joey Weimer. The cleanup man is the designated hitter, Thomas Dillard. Felix Valerio at third, batting fifth. And the catcher is Brent Diaz. Ashton McGee over at first, batting seventh. Freddie Zamora, the shortstop, hits eighth. And rounding it all out is the second baseman, Game Holt. They go opposite the right hitter, Caleb Roper, 0-1 this year with a 5.87 ERA. And the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. Shuckers are in their royal blue jersey tops this evening, white names and numbers on the back. They wear the gray pants, and they have on the blue caps with the white interlocking BS for Biloxi Shuckers on the top. As for the Barons, they are in their red jersey tops tonight. Barons in script lettering in black across the chest, outlined in white. They have black numbers on the back of those red jersey tops, outlined in white as well. They wear the white pants tonight, and they have on the black caps. Late addition to the playing field, the rosin bag was just chucked at the mound, where Caleb Roper has thrown his last few warm-up tosses. It's behind the hill now, and we have to wait an extra moment as Mike Guerrero is probably going to have to take another young fan's ball away. It has come onto the field, and we haven't seen him yet. And so Guerrero will head all the way down and retrieve that. And with that, we should be ready to go as Noah Campbell, the switch hitter, digs in from the left side. Right-hander Roper readies in his first pitch on the way, and it is down low for a ball. We're off and running at 7:06 p.m. Central Time, and that is nobody here in Birmingham's fault for the technically 1 minute late start. Here's the set, the 1-0, and Campbell is late swinging through a fastball, and the count is one ball and one strike to the left fielder for the Shuckers. Well, another picture perfect evening here in late April in Birmingham, 79 degrees at first pitch, as the 1-1 is high and away, and the count is two balls and one strike to Noah Campbell. Not a cloud in the sky, and no real breath of wind either. The flag out in right field is still as Campbell watches another fastball come in for a called strike, and the count runs even at 2-2 to the Shuckers left fielder. Campbell 2-for-9 in the early goings of the year. This is his sixth game that he has played in. Set and the 2-2, and that is a called third strike on the outside corner. Fastball located on the outer edge. Campbell thought that it was ball three, but he is rung up by our crew chief and home plate umpire, Dexter Kelly, and there's one goal.
Well, here is how the Birmingham Barons line up defensively tonight. Start on the outfield left to right. Cornelius Randolph, Joel P. Cespedes, and Tyler Desloney in right field. On the infield, J.J. Muno, he's in on the grass right now. Lenin Sosa, Yolbert Sanchez up the middle. Luis Curbelo at first, and Rowdy Reed doing the catching tonight for Caleb Roper.
First pitch to Garrett Mitchell is a fastball at 91 miles an hour at the knees. For a called first strike, it is 0-1 to the Shuckers center fielder. Right-hander Roper not wasting any time operating from the first base side of the rubber, and he kicks home at 0-1. That's a changeup that misses low and outside. And the count even at a ball and a strike to Mitchell. Will five-bound right-hander in his fourth year as a professional. 1-1. And a slider is at the bottom of the zone for a strike. And the count is 1-2 to Mitchell. Third appearance of the year for Roper. Last time out for him on the mound was on Saturday against Chattanooga, where he went 3 2/3 innings and gave up 4 runs on 3 hits. 1-2. And Mitchell takes a little inside with a fastball. And the count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Mitchell. Over the course of those 3 2/3 innings, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts, and a home run allowed. Right-hander Roper
The 2-2 to Mitchell. And he just gets a piece of a curveball. And so the count will stay at two balls and two strikes to Mitchell. Scouting report on the right-hander Roper. Throws a fastball anywhere from 92 to 95. That curveball, which comes in anywhere from 72 to 76. A low to mid-90 or mid-80s slider and a high 80s changeup. Mitchell waits from the left side and the 2-2. And he hits this in the air back of home, trying to come in with a fastball around the hands. And Mitchell fights it off. So the count stays at two balls and two strikes. Garrett in this series, 5-for-13. A couple of doubles, three runs scored, and a run driven in. Open stance, slight waggle as he waits, and the 2-2. And a curveball is inside. And so the count, three balls and two strikes to Garrett Mitchell. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming here to the Shuckers center fielder. As Roper in a full count with one gone and the bags empty, kicks home the payoff. And this is a busted bat, but a single straight into center field. And Garrett Mitchell, who has really found something over the last couple of days, singles into center field, and he is now hit safely in seven consecutive games.
Just the way he's hitting right now, working a lengthy at-bat, taking a close borderline as he ropes it right back up the middle past the pitcher. And that's, you're right, it's indicative of what he's been able to do with the plate, and I think a lot of balls elevated upstairs and a lot of hard-hit baseballs as well.
So now with one gone and a man on first, here's Joey Weimer from the right side. Roper sets and deals. And Weimer takes a fastball upstairs. One ball and no strikes to the Shuckers right fielder. Weimer 4-for-12 in this series. And does have a couple of doubles, an RBI, two runs scored, a walk, and two strikeouts. The 1-0. And that's inside. Missed with a curveball, and the count is 1-1. And Roper now operating out of the stretch with Mitchell on first. He doesn't have a particularly long delivery when he's working out of the full windup, but now almost has more of a slide step to get home. And he missed badly with that curve. 2-0 when Weimer swings and misses at an outside curveball. And so the count is now 2-1 to Joey. Weimer held without a hit in last night's game. He went 0-for-3, but he did walk in his first time up. Shuckers would load the bases in the first. Throw over to first and a dive back in by Mitchell. Easy enough to get back to the base. Garrett does have one of those sliding gloves on his right hand. It's like a very athletic oven mitt that guy is aware to help out. The 2-1. And Weimer hits this off the end of the bat to straightaway center field. It's sinking fast, and that will fall in front of Cespedes. And Weimer has a base knock. So Mitchell having to play halfway between first and second, as he couldn't see if Cespedes was going to have a play on that. The center fielder with great speed for the Barons, but it does turn into back-to-back singles, and the Shuckers have two men on with one gone.
It seemed like Cespedes, too, I don't know if he didn't read it right off the bat, did make a good run in, just a little bit tardy maybe, I would have anticipated for him to do, but he's a terrific center fielder, has a cannon for an arm. Well,
so now it's the designated hitter, Thomas Dillard from the left side, switch hitter, and Roper's first one is way high and outside with a ball, 1-0. Well, Thomas, this is a matchup that happened in college when Caleb Roper was pitching for Tulane in 2018 and 2019. And, of course, Thomas Dillard was playing for Ole Miss. The set and the 1-0. And Dillard swings and misses for a strike.
Yeah, Dillard, both those games in 2019. Ole Miss won both of them. Roper went 6 2/3 in 2019, allowed 5 earned runs, did strike out 8. Also hit 3 batters with the bulk of the runs coming in the final inning and 2/3 that he was on the mound.
1-1, and that is taken outside with a changeup. And the count is 2-1 to the designated hitter, Dillard.
Well, against Roper in that first or the second game of 2019, 0-for-3, two groundouts and a strikeout. Did get a hit later in that ball game, but still does not have a career hit against Roper.
2-1, and that's hit high in the air, but slicing foul off the bat. And And so the count draws even at 2-2 to Dillon.
One of the more intriguing matchups was back in 2018. Roper was the Friday night starter for Tulane, faced off against Southpaw Ryan Rollison, who's now with the Colorado Rockies, first round pick out of Ole Miss.
Now they're facing off at Double A here with Dillard and Roper. 2-2. And a curveball misses inside, and the count is run full. Mitchell at second, Weimer at first. One gone here in the top of the first inning, scoreless between the Shuckers and the Barons. Dillard, red bat in hand, waits. And the right-hander Roper from the first base side checks to second, and the 3-2. And that is inside edge for a call third strike. Oh, it looked like Dillard would get the walk. But instead, he is rung up by Dexter Kelly, our crew chief. And it's the second strikeout for Roper, and that's a big one.
It really is. Again, which would have been the fourth straight game the Shuckers would have had. The bases loaded in the first inning, and so able to get two down now, just one pitch away from getting out of this early jam.
So two gone, but it doesn't get any easier with Felix Valerio. And the first pitch to him is a fastball down low. No ball and no strikes. Well, we hinted at it. Roper, selected in the 29th round of the 2019 draft by the White Sox out of Tulane. Started his career at Arizona, made one appearance there with the Wildcats. Then he mostly pitched at San Jacinto Junior College. The set and the 1-0. And that is a slider outside. The count is 1-1. By the way, Thomas, I'll let you know. You can say it one of two ways. It can be San Jacinto or San Jacinto. Either one works. Just depends on how you feel on the day. Set and the 2-0. And that is inside with a fastball to Valerio. And it's three balls and no strikes.
I did not know that. I was not aware of that. So we said San Jacinto.
And that's perfectly acceptable. It can be either one. There's the battle of San Jacinto, the deciding battle in the Texas Revolutionary War. 3-0 is right over for a strike, and it's 3-1. Also, San Jacinto does have a very good baseball program. Them and McLennan College there in Texas produce a couple of really good products every year. Brewers selected a guy in the fourth round out of McLennan College in last year's draft. Set down the 3-1. And Valerio skies this right side foul. And so the count has run full.
I believe, didn't Roger Clemens pitch at San Jacinto? Or?
I think he did. And then he obviously went on and played at the University of Texas and ended up having his number retired there in Texas before going on and winning 7 Cy Young Awards. Just an insane statistic. Mitchell at second, Weimer at first. The 3-2, and Valerio skips it up the middle, and it's past the dive of Sanchez into center field, in to score easily, and is on base streak to 13 games for Felix Valerio. It's an RBI single up the middle, and the Shuckers have taken a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first.
Well, that's got to feel real good for Felix Valerio. His bat's been scuffling in this series, was 0-for-8 coming in. Gets a base knock with the runners in motion. Obviously, Mitchell's going to score, but also sets up Joe Weimer now where he's at third base, and a single here by Brent Diaz can score him.
And even though Valerio was sporting a .404 on base percentage coming into tonight, as you said, 0-for-8 in the series, he was 2-for-17 in his last 6 games. As Diaz watches a slider miss upstairs for a ball, it is 1-0. So Weimer on third, he was off and moving on that full count pitch with 2 outs. And Valerio at first, and we'll see if he might be in motion here. Roper, the 1-0, and he has fouls it straight back. And the count is 1-1. As Thomas mentioned, the Shuckers have loaded the bases in the first 3 games of this series in the first inning. But unfortunately, out of that, they only got 3 runs. They got a sacrifice fly by Felix Valerio last night, and it was a 2-RBI single by Brent Diaz the night before. Set and the 1-1 from Roper. And that's down in the dirt, and Valerio's off and moving, and he's going to go for second. Now Weimer is going to break for home. The throw is in and out of the glove of the catcher, Reed. Weimer scores. Valerio advances to third. And so the Shuckers aggressive on the bases. They draw the throw, and even with a throw back home, Weimer is able to come in and steal home. And it's 2-0 Biloxi.
Crazy, crazy play. And you understand why they wanted to cut the throw off, but I thought they had a chance to get Valeria at second base, in which in hindsight then would just end the inning.
So if I'm not mistaken, what that should end up being is a wild pitch ball. It's 2-1 to Diaz. Here's the next offer. And Diaz takes high, 3-1. So if I'm not mistaken, the way that should likely be scored is a wild pitch allows Valerio to second. Weimer steals home, and Valerio goes to third on an error. We'll see how it all comes out in the wash. 3-1 to Brent Diaz, and here it is from Roper. And a curveball falls on the inner edge for a called strike. Diaz looked like he was going to toss the bat and then thought better of it as Dexter Kelly made the call. Kelly is very deliberate with his strike calls. He's not slow with them, though it might appear that way if you haven't seen his style before. So another full count here, and it's Diaz with Valerio at third, the payoff. And Diaz swings and misses on a curveball for a strikeout. So Roper strikes out the side, but the Shuckers strike for a couple of runs on an RBI single by Felix Valerio and a steal of home by Joey Weimer. We go on to the bottom of the first inning. It's the Shuckers 2 and the Barons coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Half of the first inning, and the Biloxi Shuckers have struck first. They have a 2-0 advantage as Victor Castaneda goes to the mound. And here is the lineup that he will go up against tonight for Birmingham. Leading off is the second baseman, Yolbert Sanchez. Lainey Sosa at short will bat second, and Tyler Nesloney, the right fielder, hits third. In the cleanup spot is the center fielder, Joelki Cespedes. Jose Rodriguez, the DH, hits fifth, and Rowdy Reed, the catcher, hitting sixth. In the seventh spot, J.J. Munoz, Luis Curbelo at first, and Cornelius Roundoff rounds it all out. The right-hander Victor Castaneda deals home the first pitch, and a fastball is in there for a strike at 91 miles an hour to Yolbert Sanchez. It is 0-1. Castaneda rocks and deals, and the next pitch is a sweeping slider in there for a strike, and the count is 0-2 to Sanchez. Castaneda, the 5'11", 204-pound right-hander, kicks home the 0-2. And a fastball is swung on and missed, and it's a three-pitch strikeout of Yolbert Sanchez. And that's a great tone setter for Victor Castaneda to get things going in the home half of the first.
Really is, considering Sanchez swinging a really good bat in this series. Here's a defense, though, that stands behind Victor Castaneda in the outfield. Going left to right, Noah Campbell in left, Garrett Mitchell in center field. Joey Weimer flanked to his right in right field.
As the first offer is bounced up the middle, and that will slip through into center field, and Lainey Sosa has his third hit of the series. He's on with one out.
On the infield, Felix Valerio, his first start at third base tonight. Freddy Zamora at shortstop. With Gabe pulled up the middle at second, Ashton McGee playing first base, and Brent Diaz will be doing the catching tonight for the Shuckers with 19 errors on the season. Tied for the most in the Southern League, but also the worst fielding percentage at 958.
Well, 19 errors will do that for you. As the first pitch, Nunez Loney is a fastball at 92 at the bottom of the zone. for his strike. It is 0-1.
Earned the most double plays with 12.
I believe that is a definition of high ceiling opportunistic defense, as this pitch is downstairs for a ball, 1-1. Shuckers looking to avoid that. They have made it through only two of their first 11 games without committing an error this season. Castaneda working with Sosa on first. And the right-hander stretches home the 1-1. And a splitter is low and inside. And the count is two balls and one strike to the right fielder, Nezloni. Nezloni, 2-for-11 in this series. His two hits have both been doubles. He's driven in a run, scored a run, walked and struck out twice. Castaneda, after a long hold, the 2-1. And he misses inside with a fastball at 92. And so the count is three balls and one strike to Tyler Nezloni. Well, scouting report on Castaneda, he throws a fastball, a changeup, a slider, and a splitter. Splitter is really his put-away pitch. 3-1. And that is at the bottom of the zone. Fastball dialed up just a little bit more at 93. And so the count has run full to Nezloni. 2-0 in favor of Biloxi here in the bottom of the first inning. Set and the 3-2. And this is hit down the right field line, and that will be a fair ball that gets all the way to the wall. Weimer plays it off of the carom. They are going to hold the runner Sosa at third as Weimer gets it back in. But it's the third double of the series for Tyler Nezloni. And pretty quickly, the Barons have the tying run in scoring position with only one goal.
It'll just look like a hanging breaking ball on the inner half of the plate. And left-hander Nezloni reads it out of the hand of Castaneda, just yanks it in the air down the right field line. And Weimer, we've seen him a couple times playing the walls really well here in this series so far. Able to spin and fire back in quickly.
So runners on second and third, and one gone, and now it's Joel Kier for the Barons. Castaneda nods in agreement with Diaz and comes home with the first pitch. And that is a little high and inside with a fastball for ball one. Well, the last time that we saw Castaneda was back on Saturday night against Mississippi when we had that weird shelf cloud that was coming in, the thunderstorms rolling towards Biloxi. Set and the 1-0. And that is muscled right side, foul ground. Long run for McGee towards the netting, and it hits off the netting only about a foot below where the wire is that extends it up high. So no opportunity for McGee. It is just a foul ball for strike one to Cespedes. And remember, for Castaneda, he went 5 1/3 innings before the rain started falling so heavily that the game was suspended and ultimately called. Four runs, but just two of them were earned on four hits, one walk, and three strikeouts. The 1-1, and this comes in and hits him. Tried to throw a splitter, and he hits Cespedes on his left arm. Cespedes does have an elbow guard on his left elbow, but that might have caught him a little bit more up in the meatier part of his arm. And so the bases are loaded with one gone and Jose Rodriguez hit.
Castaneda's last start was just a really awkward game, and I think the players, everybody knows that the rain's going to come right around the middle part of the game.
First offer, and that is low and outside with a changeup for ball one to Jose Rodriguez. That was the feeling, is that game moved at an exceptionally fast rate that night, and talking to both teams afterwards, as the 1-0 is outside with a fastball at 91. It's two balls and no strikes to Rodriguez with nowhere to put him, with Sosa at third, Nezloni at second, and Cespedes at first. But both teams knew the rain was coming quick, and so they were trying to get that game in and make it official. Set and the 2-0. This is outside with a fastball. And now it's three balls and no strikes to Jose Rodriguez. And the base is full. So Castaneda has to come at him with something here. And that is at the knees for a called strike. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Really good placement by Castaneda, as Rodriguez checked his swing and took the strike. Castagnier to Reddies, and the 3-1. And that is fouled straight back. Threw him another fastball, and so the count has run full. Rodriguez 4 for 11 so far in this series. A double, a home run, an RBI, two runs scored, and a walk. So he has not struck out yet in the first three games of this series. The 3-2, and he swings and misses, and it's a strikeout for Castaneda. 91 at the bottom of the zone and just got it by him.
Well, what a comeback of that at bat by Castaneda. The guy Jose Rodriguez, not known for his strikeout rate, was last year in the low teens, especially in today's age of high strikeout rates. Jose Rodriguez is somebody who is a high contact hitter. But yeah, Castaneda, impressive stuff. Falls behind 3-0, throws three straight fastballs, and gets Rodriguez good out on strikes. Wow, really great job there by Victor.
So now Nick Childs is going to come out of the dugout and talk things over with Castaneda, because Rowdy Reed is the hitter, and he has been arguably the hottest hitter for this Barons squad. He got the night off yesterday. The catcher obviously not playing every day, but he's 4 for 6 in this series with some really loud contact.
And even when he gets out, it could be a line drive or a sharp hit ground ball, and guy who's got some Double-A, Triple-A experience.
Chuckers leading it 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning, but the Barons have them loaded with two gone and Reed coming to hit. Castaneda sets belt high after the mound visit in the first offer. And that is a slider, 0-1. Left side of the infield is playing well back for the right-handed hitting Reed. Zamora has his heels on the outfield grass as the 0-1. And this is lifted right side but foul. The count is 0-2. Campbell is in straightaway left field. And Mitchell in straightaway center. Weimer is playing a little bit more shallow out in right. Holt is back towards the edge of the outfield grass at second. Set down the 0-2. And it's outside. Threw him a fastball and missed. And the count is a ball and two strikes to Reed. Reed 8 for 20 this season in 7 games. Does have the double and 4 runs driven in. Sosa at third, Nesloni at second, Cespedes at first. And Castaneda will have to wait as time is called. Big moment here. Bases loaded and two gone. Shuckers leading 2-0. The 1-2. And it swung on and missed. He got him with the splitter. And Castaneda strikes out the side and leaves the bases full. We go on to the second. It's the Shuckers 2 and the Barons nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking exercise.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Rocket Pest Control is now Alliance Pest Control, with over 40 years of serving the Gulf Coast, helping residents with pest and termite problems. If you're building a new home or business or need pest control service for your existing property, Alliance is the one to call. Local folks with the knowledge to get the job done right. Alliance Pest Control is also the expert to call for soil treatment with new construction. Call them today at 228-215-3117. That's 228-215-3117. Alliance Pest Control.
Welcome
racing.
Start of the second inning, the Biloxi Shuckers carrying a 2-0 lead after they are able to escape a bases-loaded jam in the bottom of the first inning. Victor Castaneda getting back-to-back strikeouts of Jose Rodriguez and Rowdy Reed. It'll be Ashton McGee, Freddie Zamora, and Gabe Holt, the three due up for the Shuckers here in the second inning. Right-hander Caleb Roper out for the second, the kick and the offer. And the first pitch fastball is on the outside, black for a called strike to McGee. It is 0-1. So yet again, the Shuckers made the starter throw a lot of pitches in the first inning, 35 of them for Roper, 19 for strikes as he pumps in an off-speed pitch for a called strike to McGee. And the count is quickly 0-2 to Ashton. Roper strides home, and the 0-2 is way high. 1-2. McGee 0-9 in this series, but he has drawn three walks. He has also scored a run. 2-21 through the first eight games. 1-2. And a fastball is high and away. So the count draws even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to McGee. Roper just misses off the plate. Boy, that looked like it had come right over Broadway. And instead, it is ball three to McGee. So another full count. The set and the 3-2. And Ashton barely fouls this, but it's into the mitt of Reed, who's somehow able to hang on to it. And it's a strikeout. So the fourth K for Roper. And I have no idea how Rowdy Reed was able to hold on to that foul tip, but he does. And with one out, it's Freddie Zamora. First pitch. And Zamora checks his swing. Doesn't matter. Slider is called a strike at the bottom of the zone. It is 0-1. The 0-1. And Zamora can't hold up as he half-heartedly goes through an inside slider. And the count is 0-2. So through the first seven batters that he's faced, Roper has gone to a full count with five of them already. 0-2. And Zamora fouls this one off. And so the count stays at 0 balls and 2 strikes. The shortstop, Freddie Zamora. Freddie, 2-10 in the series. He scored a run. He has walked as well. 10th game of the season today for Freddie, who missed a couple in our series against the Mississippi Braves when we were at home. Set and the 0-2. And this is bounced up the middle, a skipping ball behind second. It's picked up, the spin, the long throw, and it is not in time. It's an infield single for Zamora. A very nice job by Sanchez to get it as he went into center field. And all he could do was spin and loft it. And it's not in time to get Zamora. So Freddie is on with one out. And Gabe Holt in the 9 spot comes to hit. The Shuckers will take base runners however they can get them. Set on the pitch. And Holt watches a fastball knee high for a strike, 0-1. Gabe looking for his first hit in this series. He's 0-9 in the early games. Did have yesterday off after playing in game 1-2. Spinning a throw and Zamora with a dive back in. For the season, Holt hitting 175 in 10 games. 2 doubles, he has not driven in a run, but he has scored 7. Holt has not normally been in an RBI position as he bends back at the waist from an inside 90-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count is 1 ball and 1 strike to Gabe Holt. The set, the 1-1. And Holt yanks this one on the ground, but wide of first and foul. And so the count, 1 ball and 2 strikes to the Shuckers starting second baseman. As we mentioned, Holt has not been in a spot to really drive in runs. He's made 6 starts in the leadoff spot for the Shuckers, 3 in the 7th spot, and this is the second time he has hit 9th this year. The set and the 1-2, and Holt skips this one out to short. Scooped up, the feed to Sanchez for 1, but he's got a difficult throw to first, and it won't be in time. So just a slow developing play. Sosa led Sanchez, but as he was coming across second, he had to spin and throw, and so Holt is safe on the fielder's choice. 6-4, two gone, and the lineup flips back over to Noah Campbell. Roper, the right-hander, sets, and his first dealing. And that is taken a little low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Campbell, back in the first inning, was a strikeout victim. Took a fastball off the inner, off the outer black, excuse me, for a called strike. It is outside with a fastball. And the count, 2 balls and the strikes to Campbell. Series against the Barons continues tomorrow night. The left-hander Nick Bennett will go for the Shuckers. 1-0 with a 4.47 ERA. 2-0 when Campbell swings and misses. It's 2-1. Meanwhile, the Barons will counter with the left-hander Stephen Moyers. 0-2 with a 7.45 ERA. Game time is moved up by 35 minutes tomorrow. It's a 6:30 first pitch here at Regents Field. 2-1. And Campbell yanks this one out into right field. A base hit. Holt will have to go station to station as the right fielder Nesloney scoops it. But that is already the fifth hit of the night for the Shuckers. And it comes with 2 outs here in the second. Biloxi had 4 in last night's contest across 9 innings. So 2 men on with 2 gone and a chance for Garrett Mitchell to potentially drive in a runner. Biloxi already tonight 1-for-3 with men in scoring position. After they had gone 4-for-29 across the first 3 games in this series, and 3 of those hits came on Wednesday night. Set on the first offer to Mitchell, and he hits this high in the air, but that slicing foul over the berm on the left side here at Regents Field. And the count is 0-1 to Mitchell. Garrett worked one of those 5 full-count at-bats through the first 10 batters when he was up in the first inning. Ended up with a busted bat single into center. Set and the 0-1. This is again hit foul left side. That time it ricochets off of the steel beam that covers the club level over on the third base side. And the count, no balls and 2 strikes to Garrett Mitchell. Gabe Holt at second, Noah Campbell at first. Shuckers leading 2-0 here in the top of the second and threatening for more. Mitchell waiting patiently as Roper and the 0-2. And Mitchell hits this one in the air, left side playable. Munio pretty much even with third, maybe a step inside of it, reaches up and gloves it for the last out here in the second inning. No runs, 2 hits. No errors and 2 men left on base. As we head on to the bottom of the second inning, it's the Biloxi Shuckers 2 and the Birmingham Barons nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed shirt every week. Join us on April 26th for an exclusive Shuckers space-themed tee presented by the People's Bank. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Yeah.
half of the second inning, Victor Castaneda deals home the first pitch, and it's a fastball at 92 on the outside. J.J. Munoz to kick us off here in the bottom of the second inning. Shuckers leading it 2-0. Castaneda deals. And this one is weakly bounced on the first base side, but wide of first and foul. And so Castaneda ahead in the count to Munoz 0-2. Shuckers scoring both their runs in the first inning on an RBI single by Felix Valerio. And there is still some debate about whether Weimer stole home or not. But regardless, he came in and scored. Set at the 0-2. That is way outside. And the count is 1-2. Castaneda, the 1-2. And a backdoor slider misses to the left-handed hitter. And so the count draws even at 2-2 to Munoz. As the next one is fouled off left side, look out in the club line. A good catch made down below by a fan. Next offer, and that is high. And so the count is 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2. And that is on the outside edge for a called third strike. And Castaneda has K'd all 4 that he's faced. Perfectly located fastball, 1 gone. And it brings up Luis Curbelo. So for Castaneda, this is a little bit more in form with what we expected out of the right-hander when he was assigned to Biloxi. First offer, and a splitter is whiffed on and missed for a strike, 0-1. Castaneda ranked as the number 25 prospect in the Brewers organization by MLB Pipeline. 0-ball and a check swing, and on an appeal to first, Ben Fernandez says that Curbelo went around. And the count is quickly 0-2. Castaneda not wasting any time. The right-hander, the 0-2 pitch. That's inside with a heater. And the count of ball and 2 strikes. Castaneda just 1 strikeout in his debut this year. That was on Sunday of our series against Pensacola. The 1-2. And this is hit high in the air, yanked down the left field line, but foul. And Corbello was just down in front. And the count stays at 1-2. Castaneda over his 5 1/3 innings. Back on Saturday against Mississippi, struck out 3. And time is called as the ball comes back onto the field. Left to Noah Campbell. Graciously jogs all the way over from straightaway left field. And collects it. 1-2. And it's inside. And so the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to the first baseman, Curbelo. Curbelo 2-for-4 in this series with an RBI and 2 strikeouts. Castaneda shakes off Diaz. And now the 2-2 dealing. And that is fouled back. So Curbelo stays alive. Cornelius Randolph waiting on deck. The set and the 2-2 pitch again. And a swing and a miss. He got him with a splitter. So 5 strikeouts for all 5 outs for Victor Castaneda. And it'll be the 9-hole hitter, Cornelius Randolph.
We have not seen these strikeout totals from Victor Castaneda this season. This is the guy that we heard about in High A last year and what he can throw. All these different types of pitches and get guys off balance.
And now Cornelius Randolph can't check his swing on a first offering splitter. And it's a called strike, and Justin Jurt at third is barking at home plate umpire Dexter Kelly, saying at the very least he got to appeal down to third for that. But there was no appeal. Kelly pointed right at the batter. 0-1. And this is a busted bat duck right to first base, and it's hauled in by McGee. And the first non-strikeout for Victor Castaneda is a line drive out to the first baseman, McGee, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. Two in the books here in Birmingham. And the Shuckers have a 2-0 lead over the Barons on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there with Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport. Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of the third inning, the Biloxi Shuckers with a 2-0 lead over the Birmingham Barons, and the day is over. The right-hander Caleb Roper, after just two innings, new hurler into the ballgame is the right-hander Handsome Butler, and to tell you all about him is a man who would make a handsome butler for the next couple of innings. Thomas Zinzarella has you for the third and fourth.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. Yes, it is Hanson Butler into the game. Right-hander, 5'11", 180-pound, 26-year-old from High Point, North Carolina. Pitched at UNC. Was drafted in 2019 to the 25th round by the Chicago White Sox. And first pitch, chopper from Weimer right to the third baseman, J.J. Muno. Throws it across the diamond and puts away Weimer on just one pitch to start the third inning. So Caleb Roper, the starter, goes two innings, allows five hits, two runs, just one of them earned. Doesn't walk anybody and strikes out four. His outing today threw 56 pitches, of which 34 of them were for strikes. And Butler being economical so far to start his outing with just the one pitch. Thomas Dillon, cleanup hitter, switch hitter. Is sawed off on the first pitch, fastball 92 for strike one. Butler making, said before, his third appearance, inning in two thirds. Hasn't pitched well to start this year. Throws the curveball in the dirt that Diller lays off. It's 1-1. In his inning in two thirds, has allowed three hits, six runs, all of them earned. Seven walks and one hit batter. Has also struck out two. His third year in the minors, as fastball tails high. Snow cone by Rowdy Reed, the catcher. And it's 2-1. Only pitched in four games last year for this organization, as that's fouled back over the netting and off the metal just to the left of us. It's 2-2. Did not have a great ERA either. Even in 2019, only appeared in 14 games, so guy hasn't pitched that much since coming in the White Sox system. Grounded on the right side of the infield, back in it by Curbelo, the first baseman. He'll take it to the bag himself and beat Dillard. Nice start here, two up, two down. Base is empty for Felix Valeri, the third baseman. Got the Shuckers in the run column with an RBI single in the first inning off the middle. And for First pitch, breaker down the way. Valerio lays off for ball one. Top of the third inning, 2-0. Shuckers on top with two gone. Against Birmingham in game four, Barron's taking the first three games by a combined three runs. As Valerio chops in the hole left side, third baseman Muto comes in and snags it off of one hopper. A pair of 5-3 putouts begin and end the third inning. As Hanson Butler fires a 1-2-3 top of the third inning. After 2.5, the Shuckers still on top, though, 2-0 of the Barons. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Curveball misses down below the knees to the leadoff hitter, second baseman Yolbert Sanchez. Facing off right against the righty, Victor Castaneda. Five strikeouts so far through two innings as the righty 1-0. Lined right at the first baseman, Ashton McGee, who is positioned perfectly more in towards the hole on the right side. And Yolbert Sanchez off to an 0-for-2 start today, which has been easier said than done in this series. Bomb the third inning, one pitch, one out, just how the top of the third inning started. And Lenin Sosa, the shortstop, the right-hander, takes an off-speed pitch off the plate. That was a slider that time for ball one. Kicks and deals, 1-0. Breaking ball foul back just to the right of us. And it's 1-1. Well, coming into this season, Lenin Sosa, he was the third most exciting infielder expected to play for the Barons this year. 1-1. Down and in with the splitter, and it's 2-1. Yolbert Sanchez, and for good reason, that he's been able to bring into this season. And Sosa rolls over on a fastball left side of the infield. Zamora comes around it and puts away Sosa. Two gone in the inning, the other being Jose Rodriguez. And so Sosa having a good start to the season. 1-for-2 tonight, but quickly two gone here in the bottom of the third inning. Base is empty for Tyler Desloney, the right fielder. Desloney, who doubled his first time up, and the left-hander takes a fastball, called strike on the outside corner. Barons with two hits in this ball game. Mentioned Sosa had the single, that's loaded the double. That's been it. Fire the splitter. Missed down to the zone, 1-1. Castaneda working at a good pace on the mound, working from the first base side of the river from the windup. And 1-1 fastball high above the letters at 92. It's 2-1. Desloney now leading the team with doubles, was at a three-way tie, his fifth of the season. And 2-1 down and in with the slider, it's 3-1. So besides the two hits, just a hit by pitch, Cespedes in the first inning. That's been in danger of walking him here. It's 3-1. Grounded. Left side. Valerio backed up. The third baseman throws to first. And as Loney is put away to end the third inning. 1-2-3 third. Really a quick third inning. Both of the top half and the bottom half. And it's the same score. 2-0 Shuckers on top of the Barons. Biloxi Shuckers baseball. We'll continue in a moment.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Brent Diaz will start things off in the top of the fourth inning for the Shuckers, struck for two runs in the first inning. And that's all they've needed so far. He'll be followed by Ashton McGee and then Freddie Zamora. Diaz struck out to end the first inning. And the right-hander, first pitch, clubs it high in the air, deep to right field. As Loney backing up just shy of the warning track, camps under it. Makes the catch on his glove side. Diaz took it for a good ride. It's not long enough. What a way to start the fourth. That is the third straight half inning now that the first out has been recorded on the first pitch. Seems like every time Castaneda is pitching, it's been that way. Baseman Ashton McGee. It's Hanson Butler. Two former UNC Tar Heels. And first pitch down and in for ball one. And we're teammates as well at North Carolina. It's baseball. Appears to have come out into the field to play again. Lenin Sosa runs over. Both guys drafted in 2019. Ashton playing 3 years there at UNC Chapel Hill. Butler playing four, a redshirt year in there. And a fastball at 92 called strike. One and one, one out, base is empty. And a breaking ball. Two chopper right to the right side of the infield. Curbelo will fling it on. Butler, who was covering. 3-1 put out. And two outs quickly to start the fourth inning. Always got to wonder who's got the advantage in the scouting report. Butler, McGee. Especially when your teammates for 3 years. It's a long time.
I think the advantage generally has to go to the hitter because you know what the pitcher is going to throw when you've maybe seen it before.
I concur as Freddie Zamora takes a fastball and runs to the backstop. Ball one. See that a lot in summer collegiate baseball where teammates may be facing off against each other. And that's the cool part because then they're going to go back to school in that fall semester. Have a little bragging rights. Front side curveball called strike to Freddie. It's one and one. Another ACC guy, Freddie Zamora, at the University of Miami, singled in the second inning. One for one start to the night for him. This breaking ball. Slow roller up the left side. And Curbelo could pick it. It gets past him. And Zamora will chug into second base. And I'll go as a base hit for Freddie Zamora. Passes the second on the throw. So tough play for J.J. Muno. But Freddie gets there. And now Shuckers have a runner in scoring position. So with two outs, Zamora at second, Gabe Holt, the 9-0 hitter. Chance to drive in the Shuckers' third run of the night. It's now six hits for Biloxi, which, as Garrett mentioned earlier, had just four yesterday. And a curveball down and in for ball one. Well, they're right around base to put up the hit total on the Barons that the Barons did to the Shuckers on Wednesday night, two nights ago. Had 15 hits in that contest. 6-5, Barons win. And 1-0 fastball. Called strike on the outside, Black. Count back even 1-1. Barons in that game only left 8 men on base. Andy Otero using 3 double play balls. The Shuckers pitching staff in total, but Otero using a few of them. And 1-1 breaking ball. Slow roller. First base side as Curbelo fielded just to the right of the first base bag. Foul ball. They'll do it again. Especially with these quick innings, the way that Victor Castaneda has been pitching. You don't mind it. You already have the lead. Obviously, you want to grow that lead. But sometimes the worst thing that happens is your starting pitcher sit down there thinking about some things. And 1-2, Holt fouls it off first base side on the ground as the Karam's just in front of the tarp and back into right field.
I think after the last few nights, whoever is on the mound for Biloxi will take couple of extra runs to see if the Shuckers can pad their lead. One thing Biloxi has led in this series, and they have mostly played from behind.
1-2, fastball sails over the head of Rowdy Reed, the catcher, to the backstop. So the wild pitch allows Zamora to get to third base, so he's really benefited. Blew at everything in this inning. An error, wild pitch. Now standing just 90 feet from home. Two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Two outs, runner at third, 3-2. Breaking ball is high. And that was the 2-2. And now it is 3-2. Holt chokes up on the barrel just a little bit. 3-2. And breaking ball, same pitch, too high once again. And Holt will toss the bat towards the third base dugout. And Hanson to Butler walks Holt with two outs here. It's a little two-out offense for the Shuckers after Butler needed just four pitches to get through the first two batters. And now the top of the order, Noah Campbell, stride on the left side. More at third base, Gabe Holt at first. Can Butler work around on this chasm here? Nice fastball up and in for ball one.
Well, I'll say this. Gabe Holt obviously had a lot better view of that pitch than we did because I thought he might have been rung up on strike three, and he very confidently tossed the bat aside.
The guy knows the strike zone.
Yeah,
I trust him. And 1-0, sharp hit ground ball. Right to Sanchez as he goes to his right, flips the second to get the force, 4-6. Now, one thing's in the fourth, no runs on one hit, one error, and two men left on base. After 3.5, Shuckers 2, and the Barons nothing. Ball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Double play! A double play!
play ball.
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. Don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-0 Shuckers lead. Victor Castaneda pitching well on the mound. Sharp hit, ground ball just past the diving shortstop. Zamora into left center field, and Joelki Cespedes reaching base both times tonight. Hit by pitch in the first, and now a first pitch single. We've seen a couple funky hops, both at MGM Park and here. He hit off the lip of the infield. Zamora diving to his left, just couldn't make the play. Really tough one. It's a leadoff man on. Again, just the third hit today in the first since the first inning. Jose Rodriguez takes a breaking ball down the heart of the plate for strike one. Well, Rodriguez started, which was a 4-in-a-row streak for Victor Castaneda. Struck out Rodriguez in a big spot. Bases loaded with just one out in the first inning. 0-1, swing and a miss. Runner going down to second base, and Diaz's throw is on the money. But Cespedes swiping second base. His third stolen bag of the series. Now 3-for-4 and on the season. The Barons, remember, they came into this series without a stolen base. 0-2. Fouled off first base out of the ground. About a foot from the line. So now Castaneda could really use one of those strikeouts here. He's got five of them so far tonight. Worked a 1-2-3 third inning. But everything in the field with the play, a line out and two ground outs. And the 0-2. Slow chopper left side. Coming on, Valerio fields on the edge of the grass to the third baseman, throws to McGee. And Rodriguez retired for the second time tonight. Cespedes has to hold at second base. And one out in the fourth here now. So the ever-dangerous catcher, Rowdy Reed, struck out to end the first inning. Ready faces the right-hander Victor Castaneda. Looks back at second and kicks zone. Tails inside with the changeup. John Foley setting about half an hour ago here in Birmingham. Lights taking full effect and high strike with the slider at the letters up and away. And the count back even 1-1. Reed asking a few questions to Dexter Kelly, the home plate umpire. And now time once again as another baseball has got onto the field of the play from the grass berm that is situated just past the infield. It's on the outfield grass, and so Freddie Zamora had a run over the shortstop. He was on the track down there. Probably the busiest night for that berm. On a Friday night, all the kids down there, about, I'd say about 30, 35 or so. Having a catch, watching the game, enjoying their Friday evenings. Cespedes at second, 1-1. And a splitter, called strike at the knees. And Reed's behind 1-2. So the right-hander has yet to swing the bat in this AB. We'll have to give it a go here. 1-2. And fastball zips up and away. As Diaz had a pop out of his crouch. It's 2-2. Big spot here. Castaneda has been unscathed so far. Can the Barons get on the board here at the bottom of the fourth inning? And now time call. Reed rubbing his eyes. Game time temperature was at 80 degrees. Maybe some bugs flying around. A breaking ball. Call strike three at the belt and redoing. He was already walking back to the dugout. Well, just a nasty slider at 79. Six strikeouts now for Victor in the second on Reed.
Yeah, we have seen the full arsenal out of Castaneda tonight. Good location with his fastball sitting 91 to 93. And that slider, he hasn't thrown it a lot tonight, but he's busted it out in important counts.
Here is left-handed hitting infielder J.J. Muno. Makes a splitter down and in for ball one. Muno struck out in the second inning. Another big AB here. Cespedes still leading off the second base, being held on by Zamora. The left-handed hitting Muno. Zamora playing just to the left of the second base bag. As the 1-0 tailed away, it's 2-0. Two outs in the inning. Cespedes started it with a single up the middle, then stole second, but a ground out to third and a strikeout looking. And Castaneda trying to leave his fourth runner on base as fastball gets over the head of Diaz. Caroms right back off the cement wall, but Cespedes gets into third on a wild pitch. We have seen a few wild pitches tonight. That is our third combined between both teams. That might be a season high in the game.
I think it is, and obviously a mix-up. Diaz must have been looking for something low. Though even if he knew it was going to be elevated, I don't know if he could have popped out of the crouch for it.
Rio to Muno. Yeah, fastball high and away, ball four. Muno coming into this game, hitting under 100. And he gets walked here with two outs. Runners on the corners in the fourth inning. As Luis Curbelo, the first baseman, comes to the dish. And now starting to be some moans and groans probably for the players. Now the fifth one tonight. As Justin Jerschle.
There are two of them. And yeah, no, don't hold your hands out, kids. You don't get them back. They keep going on the field. You don't get them back.
Jerschle tosses them back into the third base dugout. He's had enough. As that sky in the air, shallow left field into foul ground. Zamora losing the cap, going to track it. And karma as it ends up right back on the berm and a mad scrum for the baseball at the bottom of the hill. So Jerschle says, I'll take two baseballs away, but one goes right back there the next pitch.
Without fail. I think there are going to be at least two more foul balls out on the grass berm down the left field line tonight. To get their ball back, right? In a way.
Coming out with a profit then. That's fastball high. And away and count back even 1-1. It's like when you go out to go play around a round of golf, if you can get a little surplus on the golf balls, you find one maybe. It's a good day. As Muno is running off to second base, swing but a miss, and Diaz pump fake doesn't throw though. On the off-speed pitch. So a stolen base for JJ. That's his first this season.
Yeah, Diaz not going to throw down to second and allow a window for Cespedes to maybe steal home.
Actually getting the second strike on Curbelo. Count 1-2, runners on second and third down, two gone. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-0 Shuckers. Looking to win their first game of the six-game set here in game four. Castaneda's 1-2. Bounce before home plate. What a snag by Diaz. Sliding to his right back, picked it. A splitter then.
And in the opposite batter's box as well. And a great job by Diaz. Even if he doesn't pick that cleanly, he's got his body right in front of it. And an exceptional defensive move there. The Duckers catcher
may have just saved a run. Castaneda, 2-2. And a called third strike. Fastball 91 outside corner, and Curbelo goes down looking. Two strikeouts in the inning, seven in the game for Victor. No runs on one hit, no errors, and two men left in scoring position. 2-0 Shuckers, four innings in the book here at Regents Field. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential, it's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Fifth inning, Shuckers holding a two-run cushion and a 2-0 lead. On the Birmingham Barons, Victor Castaneda, two strikeouts in the last inning to leave two men in scoring position. And with that, we're going to send it back to Gary Green.
Thank you so much, Thomas. And we have two more balls on the field that are scooped up and thrown down. And look, it's the same group of kids that have been out there all night. I don't get what they're complaining about. They should have learned the lesson by now. Garrett Mitchell in from the left side, and the first pitch to him is a 56-footer for a ball. It is 1-0. Right-hander Hanson Butler out for his third inning of work. The starter Caleb Roper lasted just two innings tonight, where the Barons gave up two runs in the first and had runners on first and second with two gone in the second. 1-0. And Mitchell slices this in the air, deep to left field, but Randolph is tracking it towards the corner, and before he gets to the wall, he reaches up and he makes the grab for the out just as soon as he collides with the left field wall. That is not an easy catch for Randolph out in left field, and Mitchell, if he gets just a little bit more on that, likely bangs it off of the left field wall in fair territory and potentially has three bases as he was busting out of the box, but it's a fly ball out the opposite way. With one gone, here's Joey Weimer. Set in the offer.
And Weimer takes an overhand curveball at the bottom of the zone for a strike. 0-1.
It's one of those for Randolph where you're nearing the 320 sign. You know you're going to take the hit, and all of a sudden you just run out of real estate down there. Still able to hang on. Pretty impressive.
0-1, another ball that skips in. And they count one ball and one strike to Weimer. Weimer with a single back in the first inning. Came in and scored a run. They still have given it as just an advancement. It might be something that's sorted out after the game, but I'm really convinced that's a steal of home for Joey. And another overhand curve misses low and outside. Two balls and one strike. And the scouting report is apparently out. Don't throw fastballs to Joey Weimer. Right-hander Butler sets. And the 2-1. And Weimer checks his swing on a low fastball at 93. And so the count now 3-1 to Weimer. The set and the 3-1. And Weimer takes down low for ball four. Second walk issued by Butler. Second time Weimer has been on tonight. And it brings up Thomas Dillon.
Especially with Weimer, and you know, as you're saying, a lot of pitchers starting to pick up. Don't give too many fastballs. That's where Joey, he can get in those 2-1 counts. And you saw he got a couple fastballs there. It's going to be something to watch throughout the rest of this season. He's at the plate.
Teams are going to change the way that they are pitching to him as the first offer to Dillard. And he takes a healthy swing at a high fastball and comes up empty at his 0-1. Weimer off of first, and a throw that way, but it's well high, and a good job by Curbelo to jump up and grab it. First pickoff attempt to Weimer over at first. Well, for this Barons bullpen that we had heard coming in had a almost 9 ERA as the set in the 0-1, and Dillard watches this low and outside with the fastball, 1-1, that had given up so many runs. So far in this series, across 8 relievers, not including the right-hander Butler tonight, the Barons have given up just 3 runs to the Shuckers out of their pen. 1-1, Dillard is late on a high fastball, and the count is 1-2. Weimer dancing off of first a little bit. And the 1-2 to Dillard. And Thomas takes a called third strike on the inner edge. He knew it. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Belt high, inner half of the plate. And that's the first strikeout for Butler. 2 gone. Now over 17 and a third innings so far. The Barons bullpen has given up just 3 runs to the Shuckers. And a throw to first and a dive back in by Weimer. Translates to a 1.53 ERA. And those are real-time stats.
Brought to you by Garrett Green.
I'll do what I can. Over to first, Weimer dives back in. So now, the right-hander Butler cannot make another pickoff move over to first with Valerio batting or step off. Valerio tonight 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Set and the offer. And Valerio takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Shuckers leading it 2-0. Thanks to a Valerio single in the first, and then Weimer coming in to score after a wild pitch drew the throw down to second, and he raced in and scored. Set down the 1-0. This is down in the dirt, and Reed smothers it. 2 balls and no strikes. You know, it's great that Weimer and Valerio hit in the same spot approximately in the order, even though they are on completely different opposite ends of the spectrum. they are really good friends. They really kind of became almost best friends last year when they were in Carolina. Weimer said they had a stepbrothers moment. 2-0. And Valerio takes high and inside three. Those did we just become best friends? You better believe it moments. And as a result, even though Weimer speaks a little bit of Spanish and Valerio speaks some English, they are constantly chatting back and forth. It's one of the better dynamics of the clubhouse. 3-0. And a fastball is over for a strike, 3-1. And they're also completely different players. Of course, Weimer 6'4", and an outfielder in Valerio 5'9". Though he is also an outfielder this season, playing out on the left some. He's at third tonight. Hitting here with a man on first and two gone. 3-1, and this is hit into left center field. Long run back for Cespedes, and it is over his head, and it one hops off the wall and stays in the field of play. In to score easily is Weimer. Valerio is heading for third, and he slides in feet first with an RBI triple. The Shuckers' third baseman drives in his best friend, and the Shuckers have a 3-1 lead.
Oh,
check that 3-0.
Oh, that ball almost gets out of the ballpark for a ground rule double, in which Weimer would have had to hold up at third base, and it just knocks off the just below the yellow line in center field, and so able to score. Joey Weimer and Valerio over to third base. How about the offense tonight now?
So now Valerio on third, and here is Brent Diaz setting the offer. And a curveball is smashed out towards the left field alley. Coming on is Cespedes, and he will settle underneath it in straightaway left center field and haul it in. But a walk and a triple by Felix Valerio, his second hit of the night, scores another for the Shuckers. And as we've hit the halfway point here in Birmingham, it's the Shuckers 3 and the Barons nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. 22. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on April 16th as the first 1,000 fans will receive a beach tote bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. Gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We don't wanna leave.
Bottom of the fifth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers carrying a 3-0 advantage over the Birmingham Barons after the RBI triple by Felix Valerio. And to lead things off with Barons, here is Cornelius Randolph, and he takes a first pitch breaking ball from the right-hander Victor Castaneda, low and inside for a ball, 1-0. So Castaneda now for the Shuckers brings home the 1-0 and a whiff and a miss at a slider, and the count is now 1-1. Castaneda now at 71 pitches, 42 of them for strikes, as he deals home a splitter that misses low and outside. And the count is 2-1. Hitter 0-for-1 today, lined out to first, his only other time up. It's this one the opposite way, and that'll flare over Valerio and out into left field. Coming on Campbell, Randolph flying around first, heading for second. He slides, and the tag isn't there. So Cornelius Randolph with a leadoff double just muscles it over Valerio out into left field. And left fielder with great speed able to get into second before the throw from Noah Campbell. So man on and the lineup turns back over for Castaneda. And it'll be Yulbert Sanchez. Castaneda looked to second. And the first offer. And a whiff and a miss. He got him to chase a slider low and away. 0-1. Sanchez 0-2 tonight. Struck out back in the first inning and lined out to first his last time up in the third. Set and the 0-1. And a fastball clips at the knees for a strike. And the count is quickly 0-2 to Sanchez. Short leadoff of second by Randolph after his double. And the 0-2. And that's bounced over to third. Valerio backs up on it, gloves it on a second hop, winds and throws, and they get the out. And then advancing on the throw is Randolph. Well, the Shuckers get the out. That was the important part of it. But alert base running by Randolph as it was a long throw from Valerio. And with one gone and a man in scoring position, here is Lainey Sosa. Castaneda sets at the belt and fires. And the first pitch is a splitter low and outside for a ball. Now in the Shuckers' bullpen, right-hander J.T. Henson was getting warm earlier, and it looks like he has gotten up and is now starting to throw off of the mound for the Shuckers out there. Set in the 1-0. And this is hit out into right field. Weimer running back after it. He reaches up, and at a full stretch, he reaches up and makes the grab for the out. In to score on the sack fly is Randolph. But the bases are now empty and there are two gone. So the Barons get one back in the bottom of the fifth and the Shuckers do lead it 3-1. First RBI of the series for Sosa as Randolph jogs in from third. And Tyler Nesloney, the left-hander, the first pitch. And a slider misses outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Castaneda, here's over the glove in the right-hander. The 1-0. This is fouled straight back by Nesloney. It's 1-1. Castaneda has a really old-school delivery style. When he's working out of the full windup from the first base side, he peers over the glove. And then he's got a high leg kick and deals home the 1-1. And a high bouncer is right at the second baseman. Holt fields, exchanges, and makes the short throw. So the shutout is broken up by the Barons on the sack fly by Sosa in the fifth. But Biloxi limits the damage. And it's five innings of one-run baseball for Victor Castaneda tonight. That sends us on to the sixth. The Shuckers still carrying a 3-1 advantage. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rent Pass Road in Gulfport or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it!
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Went in the blue walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday.
Top of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Birmingham Barons 3-1. Day is over for the reliever Hanson Butler. And a new hurler into the ballgame for the Barons. It is the right-hander, Yoelvin Sylvan.
Yeah, Sylvan making his second appearance of the season. Walked two innings so far, struck out three, and picked up a hold earlier in this series. His only other appearance back on Tuesday night.
First offer is a breaking ball down low to McGee for a ball. It is 1-0. Now, Sylvan came into the game back on Tuesday night and got the hold, throwing two perfect innings for the Barons. He misses downstairs with a pitch here, and it's two balls and no strikes. The set and the 2-0. And McGee skies this foul over on the left side, and the count is 2-1. McGee did not face Sylvan back on Tuesday night. He was the final out in sixth. 2-1, a fastball on the inner edge for a strike at 92. And so the count draws even at two balls and two strikes to McGee, who is 0-for-2 tonight with a strikeout and a ground out. Sylvan, the 2-2, and a breaking ball is chopped on the ground to second. Glove cleanly by Sanchez. He has time to go ahead and examine the baseball and plant his feet and make the throw. One gone here in the sixth. Series continues tomorrow with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch between the Shuckers and the Barons. Left-hander Nick Bennett on the mound for Biloxi. Left-hander Stephen Moyers will oppose him. Then we round out this series on Sunday with a 4 o'clock first pitch, as the first offer to Zamora is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Right-hander Carlos Luna on the mound for the Shuckers, and the right-hander Davis Martin for the Barons, 0-1. And Zamora bounces this up the middle, ranging to his left is Sosa. He throws at a run and gets his counterpart by a couple of steps. So Zamora out 6-3 on the grounder. It'll bring up Gabe Holtz. Shuckers then have an off day on Monday before they return home to start a six-game series against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos on Tuesday night at 6:35 p.m. Reminder, it is another T-shirt Tuesday, this one presented by the People's Bank. Set and the first offer to Holtz, and he hacks and comes up empty for a strike. It is 0-1. First 250 fans will receive a space-themed Shuckers shirt. Gates open at 5:30 as Holtz swings and misses, and it's 0-2 quickly for the Shuckers' second baseman. It's also the return of Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing, where you can purchase a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler at either beer garden and get $6 refills all night. 0-2 is lifted out into shallow center field. Bermuda Triangle, everyone going back and coming on is Cespedes, and he reaches up and makes the grab. And so Yoel, three perfect innings against the Biloxi Shuckers in this series. We head on to the bottom of the sixth. It's still the Barons 1 and the Shuckers 3. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on April 29th for Fireworks Friday as the Shuckers take on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Half of the sixth inning at Regents Field. The Biloxi Shuckers leading the Birmingham Barons 3-1. The day is over for Victor Castaneda. And the new hurler for Biloxi is the right-hander JT Henson.
Yeah, Henson making his third appearance this season. One allowed just one earned run, which came on a home run.
As the first pitch by Cespedes is lifted to shallow right field, but Holt backs up a few steps and he makes the grab. And the cleanup man is retired as soon as we can say his name. One goal.
I swear, I have to do the research now. How many first pitch outs we've had in this ball game? Because I think the over-under has got to be around 6.5.
All right, I've got for the Barons, 1, 2. I got 2 for them if I kept my scorecard right. The set and the offer, and the first pitch fastball is in there to Rodriguez for a strike, 0-1. Meanwhile, for Biloxi, 1, I have a second pitch. That doesn't count. 2, as Henson kicks and deals. And a breaking ball is lifted down the right field line. Weimer at an easy jog towards the line. Gets about 2 steps shy of it and reaches up and makes the grab. And that is another 2-pitch out. But
I got 4 for Biloxi.
Does not count. I got 2. That's another 2-pitch one. 3. I got 3, but I was calling in the middle. So and I was not on it for an inning. So that's 6 first pitch outs tonight.
The underhead, I'm sorry.
And a couple of two pitch outs at least for sure. 2 very quick outs here on just 3 pitches for Henson. Now it's Rowdy Reed. And the right-hander Henson deals. And the first pitch is bounced foul over towards the Shuckers dugout. For a strike, it is 0-1. Reed is 0-2 tonight with a couple of strikeouts. Shuckers leading it 3-1 here in the home half of the sixth inning. Henson close stands for the pitcher as he kicks home the 0-1. And a sweeping breaking ball is inside. And the count is 1-1. So your final numbers tonight for Victor Castaneda: 5 innings, 1 run on 4 hits, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. ERA down to 2.4. For Reed hits this back towards us and just off to our left. I had it, Thomas. I was ready for it. Hands out the window and everything.
You needed your fishing net is what you needed.
We did. And fishing net.
You could have put that up like SpongeBob running for Bikini Bottom up in the air.
Going for jellyfish.
Yeah.
And I left the net, brought the golf clubs. Didn't even use them. 1-2, and this is hit in the air right side, and that'll be a souvenir for someone on the suite level. And so the count will stay at a ball and 2 strikes.
I told you the one day when I was PA announcing the Battle of the Beach games at MGM Park Hilton in March, we had one go squarely right into the PA booth.
Yeah.
Right there for it.
Oh, I've been there for those before, then. The set and the 1-2. And a breaking ball is low and outside. Reed holds off the count even at 2-2. Yeah, there was one in 2020, I think, when the Louisiana Knights were playing there at MGM Park, that a ball went straight back and hit our server rack at the back of the room. 2-2. And this is bounced on the ground. 3 hopper, cap high for Zamora. Plants throws, accurate throw to first. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for JT Henson. No foul balls in the booth for us. In the sixth. On to the seventh. Shuckers still have a 2-run advantage at 3-1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply for plumbing.
pastures you can lie. Oh, Mississippi coast of pine. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. But you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi coast of pine.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy four on new and previously enjoyed items, from jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's, and at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Start of the seventh inning, the Biloxi Shuckers with a 3-1 lead over the Birmingham Barons. Top of the order due up here. Another baseball into the field of play. What are we doing? Well, I'm going to go yell at a cloud about that, and to take you through the seventh while I do, here's Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Gary. As you all, and Sylvan back on the hill. J. Scorless previous inning and his first pitch, sky to the air opposite way. As Cornelius Randolph makes the grab just in front of the warning track. Jostled around a few times, but Noah Campbell has sat down on just one pitch. So that is now number seven in this ballgame. First pitch outs. That's why we do the math here, because it's gonna happen again. So one pitch, one out, bases empty, top seven, 3-1, Shuckers advantage. Both teams scoring a run in the fifth inning. Here is Garrett Mitchell, the left-hander. Makes a fastball down and in for ball one. Sylvan, right-hander, working quickly. Fastball 92 downstairs, 2-0. Third pitcher used in the ballgame. Each have gone at least multiple innings. Starter Caleb Roper went just two, gave up two runs, only one of them earned. As Mitchell chops a 2-0 in the hole. Ranging to his right is Yolbert Sanchez. He'll flick on a first, short throw for him. And a speedy Mitchell inning. Weimer reaching base two times in three plate appearances. Singled and scored in the first. Grounded out to third in the third inning and then walked and scored in the fifth. Home run hacking on the first pitch. Fouls off the off speed. Just got a piece of it for strike one. Joe would have a nice series so far. Scuffed his way to the end of the Embraves series, but that's baseball. Have a bad five games, have a good five games. As that's lifted in the air, high, left center field, Cespedes. Center fielder calls off Randolph, makes the catch in the alley. At medium depth. 1-2-3 inning by Uelvin Silva, and he's retired all six he's faced. And we've now hit the seventh inning stretch here at Regions Field in Birmingham, Alabama. Shuckers 3, and the Birmingham Barons 1. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed shirt every week. Join us on April 26th for an exclusive Shuckers space-themed tee presented by the People's Bank. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
All things Shuckers this season by following us on social media, from news and highlights to game day promotions. Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
To get through it. First pitch, fastball, just runs off the outside corner for ball one. J.J. Mudo, the third baseman tonight. 0-for-1, walked in and stole second in his last plate appearance against Victor Castaneda, who went five innings. Simpson's the first man come out of the bullpen. Change up down and away, 2-0 to Mudo. Right-hander deals, so fastball at the belt, called strike. Now J.J.'s brother Danny playing the big leagues. You got Joelki Cespedes, his half-brother Ioannis. A couple all-star appearances, home run, derby appearances as Mudo shows bunt, pulls back. And they'll peel the third. Will Posey, they say, didn't go around, so Mudo's ahead 3-1. His brother Danny played at Fresno State. In 17 games for the 2015 New York Mets. Let's go Mets. And 3-1 fastball inside, ball four. And so J.J. walks for the second time tonight. The average may be under 100 points, but those two walks will certainly raise his on-base percentage. So a tying run to the plate now with leadoff man on. Luis Curbelo, the 8-hole hitter, first baseman. Breaking ball, Curbelo hits it in the air. Right field, Weimer sizes it up. Comes in a step, now to his left, another. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out. Now for the eighth time tonight.
Jose, there is your number. It's eight.
Gone over the over. So Bruno still at first base. Cornelius Randolph, left fielder. Lefty with an open stance against the right-hander, J.T. Henson. And fastball tails high. Forces Diaz out of the crouch for ball one. Randolph tonight doubled his last time and then scored. Lined out to first, 1-for-2. Just how effective the Shuckers pitching has been so far. Change-up call, strike outside corner, 1-1. That the fact that we're getting through the third time for the order here in just the seventh inning shows how great Victor Castaneda was and Henson previous inning. And 1-1, Randolph hits a bullet to right field. Long run for Weimer. He'll play it off the wall. It bounces off the base, plays it on the hop, throws it in, airmails over second. But luckily, Felix Valerio able to back the throw up from Freddie Zamora. But Cornelius Randolph, second double tonight. And he is a tying run. Just a base hit away now.
That one, a much more firm double. His double back in the fifth was flared over Valerio, this time out to right field. And that's one where Weimer almost makes a mistake trying to make the extraordinary play. He throws it over the cutoff man. And it nearly leads to a run scoring.
And threw it over everybody. And now a dangerous top of the order, as Yolbert Sanchez takes the off-speed pitch for strike one. And We've talked about it a few times in this series, in this season, just how good this bullpen has been this year. Number one in Double A in ERA, 2.6 is the hard slider. Down and away. Runs Diaz. Feel that on his back end, count even one and one. A one out on the inning, Randolph at second, Muno at third. And 1-1 fastball at the knees, called strike, 90 miles an hour. Yolbert Sanchez leads the Southern League in on-base percentage. Has yet to be on base today, 0 for 3. A little bit of everything in the box score for him. What a hit. 1-2, Sanchez hits it square in the ground through the right side in the right field. Muno scores. Randolph right behind him, and Weaver's throw just a hair behind as Randolph slid in head first into home plate. And Yolbert Sanchez singled to the right side of the infield, scores two, and we are tied at three.
Well, you felt like it was just a matter of time until Sanchez was able to get on base. He was 6 for 13 coming into this series, or into tonight, and just hits it the opposite way. Weimer with a great throw that had a chance, but Munoz with a good break able to score.
A fastball above the letters high for ball one to Lenin Sosa. So just like that, Victor Castaneda's fantastic outing tonight has been erased. And a breaking ball up and inside. Sosa leans out of the way. It's 2-0. And Brent Diaz will come out to talk to the right-hander Henson. I just feel the way this series has gone that it was going to either come back to a tie like it has, or it's going to be a one-run game, because that's what it's been the whole series. It's been a series of highs and lows. Teams haven't really traded leads, but the fact that they are in the game. Runner at first, one gone. As a 2-0 is flying in the air, right field. Weimer jogging into his right. Camps under it, and he makes the grab. Second F9 this inning. And is the second out in the seventh. So two runs in on the Yolbert Sanchez RBI single. He still stands at first base. The Shuckers will have to get the bats going again. There is Tyler D'Azlone, though, the lefty right fielder. Takes a fastball at the belt inside corner for a called strike. Now Henson pivots over to first as McGee fields a pickoff attempt low. And the Shuckers will have the middle part of the order. Thomas Dillard, Felix Valera, and Brent Diaz. 4-5-6 due up in the eighth inning. As that's knocked the other way into left field. Campbell plays on a hop in front of him. And the third hit of this inning as Nezloni has his second tonight. The inning continues.
And it doesn't get any easier now with the cleanup man, Joelgi Cespedes, coming up to hit. And for Henson, you know, just a couple of balls that have found some holes. And unfortunately, the leadoff walk, really the thing that hurts you in this case.
So Joelgi Cespedes, first pitch, comes right for us. And it's up top of our press box, our booth. We'll be asking for one all night long.
Woo!
Finally got here.
Woo! I guess I could have stood up. Eyes went wide, partner.
So the 0-1 to Cespedes, down and away. As Diaz fields the fastball in the dirt, it's 1-1. We needed one of those catcher mitts that we saw in the Southern League Museum we went to today, right?
Yeah.
By the ballpark. Mark the slider on the outside corner for a called strike. head on. Cespedes 1-2. Fastball high. Cespedes lays off. Joelke on base two times tonight, hit by pitch, a single in the fourth, and then popped out to second to start the sixth. Two-two fastball on the ground. Zamora shortstop to his right. Throw to second base, and Gabe Holt is there. Fielder's choice ends the inning. But Yolbert Sanchez, two RBI single score is J.J. Muno and Cornelius Randolph. It's a brand new ball game. We're tied at three after seven as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to UnitedWay.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Rocket Pest Control is now Alliance Pest Control. With over 40 years of serving the Gulf Coast, helping residents with pest and termite problems. If you're building a new home or business or need pest, Alliance is the one to call. Local folks with the knowledge to get the job done right. Alliance Pest Control is also the expert to call for soil treatment with new construction. Call them today at 228-215-3117. That's 228-215-3117. Alliance Pest Control.
All nodded at three as we enter the top of the eighth inning. Gilbert Sanchez, two-run single in the seventh. That's tied the ball game once again. Shuckers look to get it back. And we're going to give it back. Play-by-play reins to Garrett Green to take you the rest of the way home.
All right, thank you very much, Thomas. New hurler into the game for the Barons. The right-hander, Brian Glowicki, is in. And so Thomas Dillard, the first man to face him. Switch hitter will bat from the left side in the first offer. And Dillard swings and misses at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1.
Glowicki making his fourth appearance of the season, 4.50 ERA. Doesn't have a record. Four innings, allowed just one hit, two runs. Has walked three.
As the pitch misses outside for a ball, 1-1.
Has struck out four, though.
So even 1-1 to Dillard. And the kick. And that is down low. Two balls and one strike. Well, the Shuckers have got to be glad to see Yoelvin Sylvan out of the ballgame. He's thrown four perfect innings against the Shuckers in this series. Sent on the 2-1. And Dillard thought about swinging at a changeup that fades away from it. And the count is 3-1. Well, Glowicki, this 5'11", 190-pound right-hitter, 27-year-old. The 3-1. And Dillard bounces this first base side but foul. Glowicki taken in the 10th round of the 2017 draft by the Chicago Cubs out of the University of Minnesota. Stare in by the right-hander and the 3-2. And that is inside for ball four. And so a leadoff walk to Thomas Dillard. His 13th of the season. He came into today the league leader in walks drawn, and he is on now for Felix Valerio. So the go-ahead run on for the Shuckers, tied at three here in the top of the eighth inning. Right-hander Glowacki deals, and Valerio takes one low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Valerio is 2-for-3 tonight with an RBI triple and an RBI single. He grounded out to third back in the third inning. The set down the 1-0, and this is hit off to our right now to play. And the count is 1-1 to the Shuckers' third baseman tonight. You heard us right when we said that Glowacki was originally drafted by the Chicago Cubs, not the White Sox, the parent affiliate of the Barons. 1-1, and Valerio weaves and misses at a high slider. And the count is now 1-2. He was released in the middle of the pandemic on May 28th of 2020, and he would not be signed by the White Sox for 367 days. As the 1-2's hit on the ground to third. To second, it's high. The relay throw to first, even with a hard slide from Dillard, is in time. And it's a 5-4-3 double play around the horn. So not exactly what the Shuckers needed, as Glowacki gets a twin killing. And with two gone, it's Brent Diaz.
Well, really nice play by the second baseman, Yolbert Sanchez. Muno left a little bit high on the throw. Sanchez still to keep his foot with the bag, get his bearings and enough timing to throw to first to turn it.
First offer to Diaz, and that is low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. So bases empty, two gone. Tied at three, Shuckers and Barons here in the top of the eighth inning. The right-hander Glowacki. The 1-0. And Diaz takes a home run cut and comes up empty. And the count is 1-1. Brent is 0-for-3 tonight. Struck out in the first. Flied out to right in the fourth and flied to left center in the fifth. The 1-1. And another cut and a miss. This time he threw him a breaking ball. And the count is now 1-2. For Glowacki, after he was let go in that 2020 season, he did what a lot of pitchers did and pitched in independent baseball. Sat down the 1-2. And Diaz swings and misses. That looked like a changeup down to the dirt. And so Glowacki walks the first, gets a double play ball, and strikes out Diaz to bring the eighth to a close. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. 7.5 in the books. And we are tied at three between the Shuckers and the Barons on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com, the Double Hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, tied at three between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. Just how else would this series go after the first three games? The day is over for the line hitter JT Henson, and he will give way to the righty Arnaldo Hernandez here in the eighth.
Yeah, Arnaldo Hernandez 2-0 on the season, leads the team and wins 4.91 ERA, making his fourth appearance with one hold on the season as well. Did have the blown save on opening night, but that's where he picked up the win when the Shuckers won in extras. 3 2/3 innings pitched on the hill has allowed 3 runs, 2 of them earned on 3 hits. 5 walks, though, but has struck out 6.
So the right-hander will get 5, 6, 7, Rodriguez, Reed, and Munoz. As Rodriguez leads it off, and the set on the first off. And a fastball is inside at 94 for a ball, 1-0. Last time that we saw Hernandez was on Easter Sunday in Biloxi. The right-hander sets and the 1-0 dealing. This is hit foul first base side. The count is 1-1 to Rodriguez. Hernandez, 2/3 of an inning, 2 runs allowed, but he did get out of the jam and got a hold. Zach Venero came on and got the last 4 outs in that one. The set and the 1-1. The miss by Rodriguez. It's now 1-2. Rodriguez 0-3 tonight with a strikeout, a ground out, and a flyout. Shuckers took the lead in this one in the first inning, as they have done in each of the last 2 games coming into tonight. Set and the 1-2, and a fastball is outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Barons have had plenty of fight in them. Shuckers got a run in the 5th to lead it 3-0. Barron's got 1 back in the bottom of the 5th on the sack fly by Sosa, and then 2 in the 7th on the single by Sanchez. 2-2. And a breaking ball falls over the plate for a called 3rd strike. Rodriguez not thrilled with the call from home plate umpire Dexter Kelly. First K for the Shuckers since the last out in the 4th. It was the 7th strikeout of the night for Victor Castaneda. And with 1 gone, it's Rowdy Reed.
Again, I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, but Rodriguez, a guy that has a very low strikeout rate for someone that basically is an everyday player. So kind of the same way if Gabe Holt were to strike out. Guy that knows his zone really well.
Now the first pitch to Reed. And a curveball misses a little inside. It's 1-0. Reed tonight 0-3 with 2 strikeouts and a ground out. Left side of the infield, the fielders are pinched together a little bit over on the left side. 1-0. This is fouled right back by Reed, and the count is 1-1. Zamora is pretty much halfway between 2nd and 3rd and all the way to the outfield grass. Valerio at 3rd is about 7 paces in of the 3rd base line. So there is not much of a gap between the 2 of them. There is space up the middle. 1-1, and a whiff and a miss at an off-speed away. And so the count is 1-2 now to Rowdy Reed. This is one where if we were allowed to, Gabe Holt would certainly be playing over on the 3rd base side of 2nd. The set and the 1-2, and a swing and a miss. He just threw him another off-speed, and it's a 2nd consecutive strikeout for Arnaldo Hernandez.
Yeah, Rowdy Reed, after having the hot start to this series in his first 6 at-bats, struggling tonight, now 3 strikeouts. That last one, almost just trying to throw the barrel at the ball, just kind of guessing.
So 2 gone, and J.J. Munoz is the hitter. The first pitch, and this is hit out into right field. Weimer ranging over, he won't get there. It's all the way towards the wall. It's cut off. Here comes Weimer's throw, and it's not in time as Munoz slides in with a double. So Munoz, who was 1-for-11 coming into tonight, has reached base 3 times, and he gets his first extra base hit of the year. It's a double, and he represents the go-ahead run at 2nd with 2 out and Luis Curbelo coming to him.
Well, he is a guy that had even played a period of pinch run or anything in the first 3 games, trying to play his way into the lineup with a nice performance tonight. Remember, he had that walk his last plate appearance that ultimately led one of those 2 runs in the 7th.
So man on second and two gone. The first pitch to Curbelo. The runner goes. Diaz throws to third, but it's not in time. Munoz got a great jump as Hernandez did not even check on him. And so now the go-ahead run is at third, with the game tied at three here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Good job by Diaz to make a strong and accurate throw, but nonetheless, anything hit out of the infield could score. Munoz, the pitch, and that is outside. And the count is one ball and one strike. It was worth mentioning, it was a swing and a miss by Curbelo.
Yeah, Munoz, the previous pitch before, when he was off running before Hernandez even lifted his leg.
Set and the 1-1. And this is bounced foul over on the third base side. And so the count is 1-2. So the Barons, who had not stolen a base in their first two series, have been off and moving, especially tonight. Second stolen base of the evening for Munoz. He also stole second back in the fourth. Tied at three, bottom of the eighth, two gone, a man on third. The righty Hernandez for the Shuckers, the 1-2. And a swing and a miss. Diaz picks it up, and he tries to tag the runner. He doesn't get him, but then he throws to first, and the out is recorded. Oh, my goodness. Brent Diaz tried to tag Munoz coming down the line, but he still is able to throw to first and get Curbelo for the out. It's a strikeout with a 2-3 putout, and that was nearly disastrous for the Shuckers, but they are able to escape in the bottom of the eighth inning. We go on to the ninth. Still tied at three, Shuckers and Barons. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there with Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport. Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better condition. Index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of the ninth inning in Birmingham, tied at three, Shuckers and Barons. Ashton McGee leads it off to the Shuckers, and he swings and misses at the first pitch from Ryan Glowecki. It is 0-1. 7-8-9, McGee, Zamora, and Holt do up for the Shuckers here. The pitch, and that's taken low and outside. Good-looking fastball at 91 from Glowecki, and the count is 1-1 to McGee. McGee 0-3 tonight. Two ground outs and a strikeout. The set and the 1-1. And he weakly nubs this one back in front of home, out towards the mound. It's picked up and the throw is nearly wide by Glowecki. But Curbelo was able to step across the line and keep his foot on the bat. And so McGee is retired for the first out here in the ninth inning.
It really was an awkward looking play at first base by Curbelo. Almost stumbling over the bag because he's trying to stretch it out, but stretching it out in foul territory and instead of the other way like he's used to.
Well, the 8-9 hitters have really helped spark rallies for the Shuckers in the ninth inning the last few days. First offer to Zamora is low for a ball, 1-0. In last night's game, Jackson Reitz in the eighth spot had a one-out double. Shuckers would put the tying run at third base, but stranded him there. Right now we're tied at 3, 1-0, and Zamora fouls it straight back. And the count is even at 1-1 to Freddie.
There seems to be always be someone those bottom three, you're right, that has at least two hits, and tonight happens to be Freddie.
Yep. Go back to Wednesday night. McGee led it on. This is a bouncer up the first baseline. It's a fair ball. It bounces over first base and goes into the right field corner. It's picked up, and Zamora is safe at second. And, man, Thomas, as a relatively impartial observer here, that did not look like a fair ball. It looked like it was on the other side of first base as it went across the bag. And yet, our first base umpire, Ben Fernandez, as soon as it got over, pointed fair. Zamora's not going to apologize. It's his third hit of the night. It's a double, and the go-ahead run is in scoring position for the Shuckers.
Really just surprising. Justin Gershley, no coming out of the dugout for him. No complaints.
So now it's Gabe Holt who watches the first pitch fastball miss low and outside for a ball, 1-0.
Just have to wonder if Gershley's in the spot where maybe Mike Guerrero would be in the third base dugout, would have had a perfect vantage point. Maybe would have come out and argued, but because he's on the first base dugout, he can't see it as well. I don't know.
And it's possible as the 1-0 pitch on the way to Holt. And that is hit in the air, foul left side, 1-1. Look, it's very possible. We are up higher here at Regents Field than we are at home. And we're also a little bit further back, so the Barons down on the field might have seen that go skipping over first base and seen that it was a fair ball.
At least Curbelo didn't think it was fair. In a few words.
But nonetheless, Zamora at second. The set and the 1-1 to Holt. And Gabe takes high and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Tied at three, Shuckers and Barons here in the top of the ninth inning. Biloxi has not had a ninth inning rally produce a win yet. They will need one here tonight if they want to come away with a victory. The set and the 2-1. Holt slashes this foul as high as the lights on the third base side out onto First Street. And so the count goes even at 2-2 to Holt, who is 0-2 tonight with a flyout, a fielder's choice, and a walk back in the fourth inning. He waits for the right-hander Glowecki. A look back to Zamora, who's off and running to third, and the pitch is bounced foul third base side. Zamora had gotten a great jump, but Holt protecting the zone with two strikes, fouls it off.
Yeah, he really just missed that ball would be inside, and then it'll give Rowdy Reed how to reach over and try to throw to third, because Zamora had a great jump like Muno had in the previous half inning, and I think Zamora would have been in there too. What a break by the Barons.
Look to second now, and the 2-2. And Holt slaps this the opposite way. A long run for the shortstop. It's picked up. His throw is to third, and it won't be there. And Holt is on. That should go down as a single because there was no option to make that throw across the diamond. Regardless, again, Shuckers aren't going to care what the scoring decision is. It's been on the corners with one gone. And Noah Campbell coming to bat looking to break this 3-3 tie. And indeed, it will be a single.
That's just because the shortstop, Lenin Sosa, has to hold on Zamora at second base, so he's staying really close to that bag. Wasn't well hit in the hole, but does the job.
So now the first pitch, and Campbell watches the fastball whiz by on the outer half, belt high for a strike, 0-1. Campbell 1-for-4 tonight. He singled back in the second. Zamora at third, Holt at first. Tied at three here in the ninth inning, Shuckers and Barons. The offer. This is hit high in the air and foul left side by Campbell. And the count is quickly 0-2 to the Shuckers left fielder. No action in the Shuckers bullpen, and no one is throwing in the Barons bullpen. So this is Brian Glowecki's inning. Holds off of first. And a throw that way, and a dive back in by Gabe Holt. And now I have to wonder, Thomas, the rule is if you pick towards a runner, there's an advancement. Does that advance both runners?
I think it would have to.
0-2. And Campbell swings and misses. The ball gets away from Reed for just a moment. But not enough to allow the runners to advance. So a strikeout of Campbell. Second K for Glowecki as he came inside with a breaking ball.
And there's two gone, and it comes down to Garrett Mitchell if the Shuckers want to drive in the go-ahead run. Zamora at third after his double and advancement on the infield single by Gabe Holtz. Strike out of Campbell for the second out of the inning, and now Mitchell with an opportunity to drive in the go-ahead run, tied at three. The set and the offer. And Mitchell hammers this deep to center field. Going back, Cespedes. He looks up. It's over the wall, and it's gone. And the first home run of the season for Garrett Mitchell is a three-run laser to straightaway center field. And the Shuckers have broken the tie in the ninth. They go in front 6-3.
Holy cow, Garrett Mitchell throws in a rope to center field. Got to see the exit velocity on that one, and it just sneaking over the 400 sign in dead central. It only went about 405, but got out of here in about less than 5 seconds. Maybe so, 3 seconds.
Yeah, just an absolute laser. Now Weimer skies one into center. Back on it is Sosa. He will settle underneath it and make the grab. But Garrett Mitchell comes up clutch. A three-run homer in the top of the ninth inning, and the Shuckers have taken a 6-3 lead. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Biloxi looking to close it out on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Best deal in town is back. And on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers with a 6-3 lead over the Birmingham Barons. Garrett Mitchell's first home run of the year is a three-run blast to straightaway center field that gives the Shuckers the lead. It'll be Arnaldo Hernandez out to try and finish it off here in the ninth inning as Cornelius Randolph takes a first pitch strike. It is 0-1. So the Shuckers have mounted rallies in the ninth inning the last three nights and have been unable to go in front. The up and off speed, and the count is quickly 0-2. But tonight, that changes as Mitchell hits a three-run homer with two outs nonetheless on the very first pitch of his at-bat. The set and the 0-2. And a swing and a miss. Diaz scoops it up, and he will throw to first, and Randolph is out. And that's 4 strikeouts for Arnaldo Hernandez out of the Shuckers' bullpen. One gone, and the lineup card will turn over to Yolbert Sanchez. And you have to give Hernandez a lot of credit for the eighth inning where he gave up a double to Munoz. Munoz stole third and then was left stranded. The pitch
And the first one is a foul ball for a strike. It is 0-1. The batter, Sanchez. Sanchez so far tonight, 1-for-4, but his one was massive. It was a 2-RBI single in the seventh that tied the game at 3. The set in the 0-1. And this is hit out towards the left center field gap. But Mitchell comes in at a stride and reaches up and hauls it in chest high. Two gone in the inning. And Lainey Sosa, the batter for the Barons. The set and the first pitch. And that skips in for a ball 1-0. So the Shuckers took a 2-0 lead in the first. Went ahead 3-0 in the fifth. Barons got one in the home of the fifth. And then two in the seventh. But a 3-run homer by Mitchell in the ninth has put the Shuckers ahead. The set and the 1-0. And a curveball is at the knees despite a helicopter flyover for a strike. It is 1-1 to Sosa. Sosa with a single in the first, a ground out to short in the third, a sack fly in the fifth, and a fly to right. And is in the 1-1. And this is hit on the ground, first base side, and threw out into right field. So the Barons not done yet as they put a man on and bring up their three-hole hitter, Tyler Nesloney.
Never say die here. Well, that's what the Garrett Mitchell home run does. It's not just the one run you have to get. It seems like a massive hole right now, and that's why you're the Barons really want a leadoff man on, but at least having somebody on helps, and that's why they see Ash McGee. He's not even going to hold on so sad first. Not worth it.
Inconsequential. The sound of the first offer, and as Loney takes a curveball knee-high for a strike, 0-1. Infield shifted around to the right side as much as they can for the left-handed hitting Nesloney. 0-1 is inside with a breaker, and the count is 1-1. Zamora is playing pretty much straight up the middle. Valerio, the third baseman, is shaded more towards where you'd normally see a shortstop and only about two paces back of the base path. Meanwhile, Holt is halfway between first and second and on the edge of the grass in shallow right, the 1-1. And a fastball zips outside. And the count is 2-1 to Nesloney. McGee not holding the runner on. However, he is playing pretty close to the line and back of first. The set and the 2-1. And this is hit high in the air. Right field, way out of here. And Nesloney homers to right. And this one's not over. The Barons are within a run at 6-5 on the two-run blast by Tyler Nesloney.
Well, again, that's why you hit the three-run home. That can happen. Well, now for Ronaldo Hernandez, he's got to bear down here. Get that last out. Just a hanging pitch in the zone, and Nesloney disposes it into the right field bleachers.
So Nesloney with his second home run of the year. It's his third hit of the night. And now it does tense up a little bit. Shuckers only ahead by a run. First offer, bounce, third base side. Valerio has it, shuffles, throws, dug by McGee in time. It's the ball game. And the Shuckers hang on and come away with a one-run win tonight. They get the better of the Barons. Final score tonight, the Biloxi Shuckers 6, the Birmingham Barons 5. Garrett Mitchell's 3-run homer in the ninth inning is the difference. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll get you all the numbers from this one and get you set up for tomorrow night. Shuckers win it 6-5. Postgame show comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV,
You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on April 16th as the first 1,000 fans will receive a beach tote bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activity plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on April 29th for Fireworks Friday as the Shuckers take on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com. It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to Regions Field. The Biloxi Shuckers come away with a 6-5 victory tonight. They get it on a 3-run homer by Garrett Mitchell in the ninth inning. Welcome back to Regions Field. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. The fireworks are going to go off here in just a moment at Regions Field. So we will close up our booth here before they get set to get shot off. But Thomas, we've said it, and you have said it. The Shuckers have been in position the last three nights to try and come away with a victory by what they've done in the ninth inning. Tonight, they break through, and they get it from one of the top prospects in the Brewers organization.
Yeah, really, Garrett Mitchell has been having such a great series, and he continues that momentum here today. He was 1-for-4 stepping up into that at-bat, but it just felt like, oh boy, here we go again. The Shuckers, they were leading 3-1 in the seventh inning, and then a two-run single by Yolbert Sanchez in the bottom of the seventh inning, not of the game at 3. And again, we've said it, just like we did in the ninth inning, the bottom three in the order. There's always one guy every single game that steps up. And tonight, that was Freddie Zamora, his third hit of the game in the eighth spot. One out, double down the right field line of a ball that just somehow stays fair. Gabe Holt's infield single because they have to hold Zamora on. Puts runners on the corner, is in with two outs, hitting first pitch, Garrett Mitchell. That thing was just absolutely crushed on a line drive to center field, and it just gets over the tall fences here at Regions Field. And again, it's 400 in dead center. Ball went maybe 405, but it got out in probably about 2.8 seconds. That's going to be my over-under for that. I had the over-under on first pitch outs about 6.5. I missed it by 6 earlier in the game, so do what you want with that. But Garrett Mitchell, again, his line tonight, 2-for-5. 3 RBIs, 2 runs. I mean, again, he's the impact player that the Brewers drafted in the first round, and he's the guy that, when he's healthy and he's playing as well as he is one of the best players on the field on any given night.
And you know what? Early on in the season, he was hitting the ball on the ground a lot. He had about a 60% ground ball rate through our first 9 games of the season, but we saw him in this series start to hit the ball in the air. He started hitting it the other way. He was hitting it hard, and you felt like it was just a matter of time before he finally popped off for his first home run, and he could not have picked a better time for it. A three-run blast to straightaway center field. Looking back very briefly, unfortunately, a guy who's not going to end up factoring into the decision, but he gave Biloxi exactly what they needed tonight, was the right-hander Victor Castañeda, who threw five stellar innings tonight for Biloxi.
Yeah, Castañeda really did, and he got those five of the seven strikeouts he had tonight in the first two innings. Five of the first six outs via punch-outs. Castañeda was and one run. It took all the way until the fifth inning on a sacrifice fly. And a nice, I wouldn't say bounce-back outing for Castañeda, because he pitched pretty well his last time out. Gave four runs, only two of them were earned. He went five and a third in that start against Mississippi, which we talked about. Really a strange outing, the rain and all that coming in. And so that game would be shelled out after just five innings complete. So, again, I think Castañeda, we had heard the stories and how well he pitched in high last year in Wisconsin. And we really saw the strikeout stuff tonight. He only had one strikeout in his first out against Pensacola. Got three his last time and five and a third. But tonight, we really saw the swing and miss stuff that makes him the special prospect that he is. And with all that four-pitch mix that he has, he often really, he kept the Barons batters off balance all night and got some of the biggest outs early in that one after the Shuckers had two in the first inning. Bases loaded, just one out. Strikes out Jose Rodriguez and Ryder Reed to end the inning. That's a type of situation that the Shuckers were in throughout this series, where they would be in that situation where they had the bases loaded and just one out, and the Barons, whichever starting pitcher was out there, would somehow, some way get out of that jam. So kind of reversal of positions and places tonight, where the Shuckers were able to get out of trouble in the first inning.
Yeah, indeed they were. And again, for the right-hander Castañeda, got some, you know, he knuckled down in the first inning when he had the bases loaded and only one out. Got a pair of strikeouts. And the other big thing tonight, Thomas, no errors for the Shuckers defense. We talked about it in the pregame. They don't commit an error. They make the plays they need to tonight, and they end up coming away with a one-run victory.
Yeah, we talk about that all series long, in which their three losses have been by combined three runs, and there have been three unearned runs in the series, one in each game. So if you throw that another unearned run in here, we'd be tied. Granted, two-run home run by Nezloni made it a game again in the ninth inning after Mitchell hit the three-run home run, but this was stellar tonight. Just make the plays you're supposed to, and good things will happen. And it helps too with Castañeda on the mound. A guy can get into a rhythm, and he found his rhythm tonight in the middle part of these innings in his outing.
All right. Well, the Shuckers come away with a 6-5 victory tonight. When we come back, scores from around the Southern League and the Brewers affiliated system. Ethan Small was on the mound tonight for the Nashville Sounds, but he did not steal the show. It was another former Shucker who had a career night. We'll get to that when we come back on the postgame show. Shuckers win it 6-5. Postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez House. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer, and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Did you just look down at your phone?
You did it again, didn't you? You know you're real. And a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Welcome back to Regions Field. Shuckers pick up a 6-5 victory this evening over the Birmingham Barons. We were not the only action in the Southern League tonight. And to take you through all of that, we send you back over to Thomas Zenzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Yeah, all 8 teams in action tonight. And it was the Tennessee Smokies who had first place coming in the North Division, 7-4, Rocket City 7-5. Smokies taking a few games away from the Trash Pandas, but tonight the Trash Pandas reclaim that first place spot, improving to 8-5 on the season. They went 8-3, a late scoring situation for them. Trash Pandas led 4-1 after the first 3 innings. We wouldn't get a run again until the top of the 8th inning, where the Trash Pandas put up a 3-run top of the inning. Trey Cabbage solo home run before Bryce Tito. So it's his first home run on a fly ball to center field. 2-run bomb. And so they extended their lead, but the Smokies would not go down without a fight. Christopher Morrill doubles in one, and then Nelson Velasquez singles home the other. And then Trash Pandas get one more, just because why not? Braxton Martinez singles on a line drive up the middle in the center field. 8-3 final score. Trash Pandas winners there. Biscuits pick up a win tonight, 6-4. Over Pensacola at Blue Wahoo Stadium, and in which the Montgomery Biscuits back to 500 again. But after the Shuckers, the Southern Division, it is really a dogfight down there. Coming into today, Biscuits 5-6. Blue Wahoo's 5-0. All 3 of those teams really bunched up on each other. But most of the Biscuits started out tonight getting a base hit. 7 of the 9 chipping in with a hit tonight. Only one player with a multi-hit game. That was Brett Wisely. Which he had one yesterday as well, so he went 2-for-5 today. Greg Jones, though, the league leader is in stolen bases, 1-for-5. He drove in 2, and he got both of them, on a 2-run home run at the top of the first, and it took a 2-0 lead. Konine and Luis Avila's back-to-back solo home runs in the bottom of the second inning tied it at 2. Montgomery retook the lead in the top of the third inning, a pair of singles from Evan Edwards and Hill Alexander. Urar Encarnacion doubles in a run. He's one of the home run leaders in the Southern League. And that was pretty much most of the scoring in this one. The Blue Wahoos, though, they would get a run in the bottom of the 7th inning. Encarnacion home run over the left center field wall. Ties the game at 4, but top of the 8th inning. The Biscuits 2-run single makes it 6-4 in the Biscuits. Take one away from the Blue Wahoos. A back-and-forth game there. And a final game tonight, Chattanooga 3-1 winners over the Mississippi Braves. With Jared Schuster, remember he had the 12 strikeouts?
How could we forget?
Can't forget that one. Rain and all, Schuster had struck out 12, 8 in a row in his last start against the Biloxi Shuckers. Oh, he pitched pretty well again tonight, but unfortunately took the loss. Falls to 2-1, went 7 innings, about 5 hits, 2 runs, both earned, walked 1. And struck out 4. His ERA is still at .159. So I'd say not too shabby for a season so far. And, well, the Braves just couldn't hit the baseball today. Had just 2 hits in the ball game. Jesse Franklin sack fly in the first, and he gave the Braves a 1-0 lead. Matt McClain singled home. Jacob Hurtubise in the third. Isaiah Gilliam solo home run. And then T.J. Hopkins reaching on a throwing error by C.J. Alexander in the 8th inning. So, yeah, not really quiet night there. Down to Mississippi and Pearl, the Braves, they fall to 4-9. Chattanooga improves to 7-6. So again, 9-4 in the season. The Biscuits, 6-6. So still some breathing room between the first place team in the division and the second.
Shuckers have benefited for sure from the fact that the South Division has kind of cannibalized itself after they dropped their first 3 games here in this series. Thank you very much for a look at the Southern League, Thomas. All right, as for the Brewers-affiliated scoreboard, Let's go ahead and start with the bad news. Carolina falls to Lynchburg tonight by a final score of 10-3. So if I'm not mistaken, Carolina has dropped three of their last four contests. Wisconsin did not play tonight. They were postponed due to rain there at Fox Cities Stadium. They will play a doubleheader coming up tomorrow night. As for the Nashville Sounds, Ethan Small was on the mound tonight, and Small did not disappoint. Five shutout innings, one hit. He did walk five, but he struck out six. So Ethan Small lowers his ERA to a .49 for the season. I think he might be ready for the next level. Meanwhile, there were a couple of stories in this one. The big one was an inside-the-park grand slam for Alex Jackson, a ball that went down into the left field corner where the Nashville bullpen apparently is. The left fielder called for time, saying that it should be a ground rule double. However, the umpire went out and ruled after the fact that the ball apparently was not lodged where he couldn't reach it. And so as a result, it turns into an inside-the-park grand slam. Jackson has four RBIs. But the real story tonight, Bryce Terang, the former Biloxi Shucker, a career night. He goes 5-for-5 with two doubles, three RBIs, and a couple of runs scored. Bryce pulls his batting average up to .291 in the early going. Anyone who saw Bryce Terang last season, not surprised at all by that result, but he has a career night. All right, so Sal Frelick went 5-for-5 a few nights ago for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Bryce Terang goes 5-for-5 tonight for Nashville. An affiliate in the middle there.
Yeah.
Might be due for a little 5-for-5 game. But Nashville cruises to a 12-2 win over the White Sox affiliate tonight. That would be the Charlotte Knights. As for the big league club, they are kicking off a series in Philadelphia this evening. They had a lead going into the eighth inning, but Alex Baum, two RBI single, gave Philadelphia the lead, and they end up coming away with the victory tonight. Aaron Ashby takes the loss as he gives up three runs in two and a third innings. Brad Boxberger gets the blown save in that one after Freddie Peralta went five innings and gave up just one run on three hits tonight. So the big league crew take the loss in Philadelphia. Corey Knebel, the former Milwaukee Brewer and former Biloxi Shucker, gets his third save of the season tonight for the Philadelphia Phillies. All right, final numbers from our game tonight, though. For the Biloxi Shuckers, 6 runs on 10 hits, no errors. One of the big things for the Shuckers tonight, and 6 men left on base. Biloxi goes 3-for-9 with men in scoring position tonight. Remember, they were 4-for-29 with men in scoring position coming into this evening's game. As for the Birmingham Barons, 5 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. They leave 8 men on base. They go 1-for-9 with men in scoring position tonight. The winning pitcher, Arnaldo Hernandez, improves to 3-0 on the year. The losing pitcher, Brian Glowecki, drops to 0-1. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 34 minutes in front of a crowd of 4,069 on a 79-degree clear night here in Birmingham. With the win, the Shuckers improved to 9-4 on the season. They snapped their little 3-game skid. With the loss, the Barons dropped to 5-8 on the year. Next up, it is a 6:30 p.m. first pitch tomorrow night, game number 5 of this series. The Shuckers will send the left-hander Nick Bennett to the mound, 1-0 with a 4.47 ERA. He will be opposed by the left-hander Stephen Moyers, 0-2 with a 7.45 earned run average. As we said, first pitch comes your way at 6:30 tomorrow night, so we're on the air for you at 6:10 from right here at Regions Field. LeBig Clay, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, social media videographer extraordinaire, Thomas did it all again tonight. Thomas, thanks so much, as always, for your hard work.
Well, thank you, Gary.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Friday night, whether you tuned in for an out and inning or you're with us for the entire contest. We're thrilled they made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So, for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Gary Green saying so long from Regions Field. Your final score, the Biloxi Shuckers 6, the Birmingham Barons 5. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. Until then, good night from the Magic City.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.